Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby. Take a picture. Without the fame, I must still be me. Whether the streets or I'm on TV.
Sharp Cannon Kodak, Top Coat Cashmere, Will Camo Kojak, wrist and neck, drip drop, clip pop, hold that, grown man, hand up, stand up, know that, wasn't always rosé, click yeah, viva, Miami for the weekend, eating, Shima, pull up, valet park car, Bima, remember being flat broke till I had Enoch, had to get my change up, change up, like a flat tire side of the road, the right time with the right grind, climbing the roads, rock diamonds that glow, ice blind them and show, heard lights to slide in the hole, it's my way or the highway. Iron the toe, yes, I'm a pro. Press iron the foe, talking what I walk, talk, never the foe, yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Chick like who him, in the low bubble, trouble with the low brim, running no huddle, double the score, Tom Brady, Mercedes, settle the floor, won't settle with all, middle finger to loss, parquet, bread and butter, but I hunger for more, look closer, I'm the one you tried to ignore, mimosas, what I said, starting my mom, while these other niggas playing, cute playing the show, beachfront, she can front if she want, trust. Cause never will I change my course or rearrange my thoughts to be arranged in court. But no dame, it's public. I'm no lame, know how to get dough, get low, the flow flame. My desire is fire, saliva, propane. Q, turn it up, flick, the bitch is always the same.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Do it big, Chris Wallace. Any night, take flight, St. Thomas. First class recliner, wine and empanadas. Stay sky high, call the frequent flyer mileage. Touchdown land, couple grand like Cuba. Chick shirt cooler, something like Zamunda. Blue water, white sand, Ronas in the cooler. Cute Mr. Dos Equis, come correctly. Chilling crushed linen, mocha loafers, Giuseppe's, huh? They told me that it can't be done, so why I'm feeling like a champion. Thought you was fancy, huh? Guess you drew like Nancy Dunn. Shed a tip for every lappy run. Real rap, cause on track, he El Capi, son. Hand out, can't hand you none. Guess it happens, lights, camera, action, one. Deuces.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
All right, Dons and Divas. I am your host, Rich Money, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a great show. We had Brian that came on with the GQ General Question. And his topic was about what do we feel about the female artists from back then to the female artists that's out now, which was a very good topic. You know, we got our dibs on that. Everybody spoke about how they feel. We laughed, we joked, and it was a good topic. After Brian, we had up-and-coming artist Jess Patrick, and we played his smashing single, I Wanna Know. He also let us know what was his next step in the music division. I mean, in the music industry, he's doing songs for Mariah Carey and all that, and he's going to get back to us with those exclusives. After Jess Patrick, we have promoter Losing Isaiah. And he let us know what was going on with him and his big events, and, you know, what he had going on, how he do his little thing at the tavern with a nice little crowd and don't have to worry about the big scenery, and he do it solo dolo with no other promoters. And our special guest appearance we had last weekend was Walter Williams from the OJs. And we played his smashing singles off his new CD, Get Your Feet Off My Cadillac. His singles is doing it, so make sure you check it out. Now, tonight, we have another amazing show for y'all. Tonight, we have Quilla with the GQ General Question. We have up-and-coming sensation R&B artist, Miss C, and we're going to be playing her smashing single, Look Like Love, Midnight. Let me make sure I got that right. I don't want to say Love Feels Like Midnight. Excuse me, Love Feels Like Midnight, Miss C. Then we have Soap in the building. He's a radio host. He did his things on TV. He does a lot of things for the community. He mainly deals with a lot of kids that let them know what's going on in the community, you know, get their education further, keep them going to school, you know, let them know the good things about what's going on in life instead of doing letting them come up into that thug life, you know, mentality. And for our special guest appearance tonight, we have Jesse Daniels, former lead singer from the Force MDs. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Quilla and her GQ General Questions. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby. All right, Dawes and Divas. Welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now for the GQ General Question, I have Quilla. Quilla, welcome to the show. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Am I saying your name correctly? I can hear you very well. Let's get it right. Saying your name correctly?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay, I just wanted to make sure. Now, what I want to let the listeners know that's listening right now is that was actually your single.
Yes, that's my latest single that I have out.
Because we're actually going to have you on as an up-and-coming artist as well. But let the listeners know a little something about yourself and let them know about your single as well.
Okay. I am Quilla, a.k.a. the R&B singer. I am Quilla, the R&B singer. I'm from Dayton, Ohio. My latest single was out, it's been out for maybe a few months. But I travel all over performing and in the studio, collab, and I'm everywhere. Just got back from Birmingham not too long ago. But I'm an independent artist. I'm just out here doing my thing. That's it. I stay on the move. So you catch me somewhere.
Okay. Well, you know, when we have you on the air, you know, because we also going to have you on as an up-and-coming artist. Let them know about your single and, you know, what else you got going on in your single, and where they can actually, you know, listen to more of your music.
Okay. You can go and listen to more of my music. I have a website, www.quilla.com. Or you can go to ReverbNation.com/Quilla. I have a single that's on iTunes called One Night. Just search me, Quilla. You'll see that come up. Currently, I'm working on a new single and a mix album. I also got a mix album that's on Mixtape Factory called I Am the Feature. And you can find that at MixtapeFactory.com/Quilla. And you can pull it up and download it. Enjoying yourself. I'm also on Django Radio. DjangoRadio.com/Quilla. So basically, I'm all over everywhere. So any of those places you go, listen to my music, hit me up, hit like, leave me a message, ask me anything you want. Anything you want to know about me, Quilla, as an artist, or just as me being me. So y'all hit me up now.
Okay. Now, let's get to the GQ general question that you have going on. Tell us what this question is for this evening, the general question.
The general question for this evening is, what I want to know is, what's worse, knowing or not knowing? And it could pertain to any situation, as far as a relationship or a spouse or a family secret, or anything that you would rather know or not know about a situation, maybe the past situation you had, maybe past this year, or just the situation period that you've been in.
Okay.
Or that you know that someone else been in.
You're
rather not know it all.
You're trying to start something, because, you know, we have six episodes a week.
I want to start something. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, because we have six episodes a week, and on Wednesdays, it's called the Diva Squad. And they had a situation, something like that, dealing with relationships. What hurts more, the truth or a lie? And it was like, woo!
I want to know. Would you want to know or would you want to know? It could be about anything. Not basically relationships, but, you know.
Okay, so your question is mainly it's about anything. No matter what it is, it could be about anything.
No matter
all
what.
Right.
I do your thing. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, Dawes and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the line and give your point of view on Quilla's topic or stay on the line to hear the show. Me, personally, I feel like certain things don't even tell me. You know what I mean? Depending on it. But if you're dealing with a relationship, you better let me know, because if I find out later, it's definitely going to be a problem. It's definitely going to be a problem.
But what if they ain't holding back?
See, what's done
what
in the
what if it's not all that bad?
Well, if it's not all that bad, then I don't really see, you know, I think in a relationship, it's a lot of things that people think is not all that bad, but it really is. And it's going towards a person that's still like, okay, well, to me, it didn't seem that bad, but it wasn't done for you to acknowledge the fact of how bad it's been done to that next person and how that next person feel about it. You know what I mean? So that's mainly how I feel. We have a call on the line. We're going to bring them on.
Okay.
All right. Hello, call. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you? How you doing?
Okay.
I heard it, but I was going to ask her, could she say it again?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
You can? Okay, the question, what I wanted to know was, what's worse, knowing or not knowing? Like, it could pertain to any situation, like in your life, maybe a family secret. Did you want to know about it, or what's worse, knowing about it or not knowing? Say, for instance, like maybe your one of your parents had an illness, a long-term illness, and told somebody else it didn't pertain to you. You know what I mean? But tell somebody else to not come and tell you about it.
Would you have known about it or not known about it? Yeah, I would have wanted to know. I'm kind of like Rich Money with that situation. I'd rather know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let it hurt me now than later.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Because it's going to hurt, you know, if it's something bad, regardless, it's going to hurt either way. But
mm-hmm.
I'd rather know up front than to be put in the dark with it. So I would say not knowing would hurt me worse.
Not knowing. Yeah, I'm like that, too. I want to know.
I mean, that could be a situation if, what if you were adopted?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they wait until you... what, grown and got kids and tell you. You know, then that's going to make you want to know, well, who were my biological parents anyway from the door? They could be dead and gone. You know, so I would rather know something up front than to be put on the back burner.
Right, definitely. I would want to know.
I want you to stay on the line. We have another caller. We're going to bring them on. Hello, Cole, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, did you hear the topic for this evening?
Yes, I did. I personally believe that secrets are never good, and particularly when you're talking about relationship and the degree of your relationship, if it's a close relationship like a family or if you're married, then there shouldn't be any secrets that should be held among those among those individuals. Because there's a trust factor here, and if you don't trust me, then you're not sharing to me the most secret things or whatever it is that's about you that I should know because of our relationship. I don't see any good that can come from that. And generally speaking, when you start holding secrets, there's going to be lies that are going to follow.
There you go.
And then you're going to have to keep telling a lie and telling a lie and telling a lie, and eventually those lies will catch up to you.
Yeah, true.
You're
right there.
Okay, so let's say, like she had asked me, if it ain't that bad. Now,
well, see, that's the problem.
That's bad.
But that's the problem. What you're leaving out the equation, you're leaving out the other person's opportunity to determine how bad or not bad it is.
Right.
Exactly.
So that's not good. You can't be deciding for somebody else whether or not it's going to be good or bad. Let them make that determination. That's why you don't hold back secrets.
Exactly.
I mean, you got some secrets, I feel like some people need to help. You got... like, it depends on, I think it depends on, because she said, like she said, it's also dealing not with only relationships, and situations from the parents, and things like that. You know, like it's certain things that, you know, if your parents got illness, some people, they just don't want to hear about it. You understand? I don't want to hear, like for instance, look at the Biggie movie, his mom had cancer. He was like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know nothing about it. You understand?
Right.
Because some people are, they see that in their parents or whoever it is, that individual is being healthy. And they don't want to hear nothing about them having this illness that's going to make them weak.
Right.
You know, that's something that people are easy to say. But I think when it finally comes down to push come to shove, you don't want to be not knowing, particularly if somebody, if there's something out there that should be known and you know that it's not known and you say, well, I don't want to know about it, your mind is gonna be wanting to know, because that's our nature. Our mind is inquisitive. And we may say on the surface, I don't want to know, but that thing will eat away at you.
If you think you really want to know about it.
But think about it, like HIV AIDS. You got a lot of people that don't go get tested because they don't want to know.
Well, they need to know.
Yeah, they surely do. And so should their partners that need to know.
That's something that could affect a lot more people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even, you know, herpes and all that, God forbid. You got some people that don't want to go because they don't want to know the situation. You
understand?
Some people's mentality, it's like, okay, if I got an illness, in their mind, they let that illness take over their body, so they're going to feel weak. That's how I see it. You understand? It's like a person that's been working all their life, and they retire, then they sit home. And people say, you know, that's why they passed away, because they sat home, because they wasn't doing nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's the matter of just knowing exactly what's going on.
Right.
Well,
I see you right there.
It's a tough situation, but when you're talking about relationships or any type of relationship,
I'm trying to start something now.
Yeah, well, we got to start something. Absolutely, because we can justify anything that you want to justify, but if you're talking about a relationship, then you know what? You need to be honest with the people that you're in a relationship with, and that means telling everything, not part of the things, not what you think they want to hear or what you think they don't want to hear or don't need to hear. Let them make that determination, because if the relationship is going to be of any, if it's going to be of any type of substance, it ought to be able to withstand whatever it is that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
If the relationship is real,
yeah.
But like I was saying, it was something like that on a Wednesday show. And see, certain situations, it's good to tell the truth. You understand? But
it is.
Would you actually tell your mate, okay, listen, I was drunk or whatever the case is, such and such, and I had sex with your best friend?
Oh, man, yeah.
How would you clarify something like that?
You know what, bro? First off, I ain't letting somebody get away with that. I was drunk.
And I had
sex with your best friend. They ain't getting away with that. Not with me, they not.
That would actually be the first thing that they would say.
I know, but they ain't getting away with it with me.
Exactly. Yeah, because they say a drunk speaks a sober mind.
You know?
Yeah.
So
and that's a get out of jail free card. That's like putting a... Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's like using a get out of jail free card. And I'm sorry, I ain't cashing that thing in. No way. You gotta stop them in their tracks.
Exactly. As soon as they say it.
Okay, so what? Go ahead. What you gonna say, Quilla? Go ahead.
No, I said like I know a situation with someone, a man and a girlfriend and a boyfriend. Right? They live 5 houses down. Her boyfriend got another girl pregnant 5 houses down.
What?
Which is supposed to be his best friend. But he invited the best friend to his woman's baby birthday party, right? But she was having a baby also. Now, this is 5 houses down on the same block.
Well, you know what?
You know what I'm saying? So, he had a baby, so
what did you do? So would you want to know about that, or would you want to know? I need to know, but you have to know about that.
And I got something even funnier than that. I was in a Bible study class with this pastor. There's about 600 men. They were deacons and trustees. And this pastor put out this hypothetical, so he said. He said, what if you cheated on your wife? You confessed it to God. Should you tell your wife? And he stuck that shit out there and marinated with everybody for a minute. Then they one by one, these deacons started saying, "Oh no, you don't know. You confess it to God. You don't tell your wife." And then they in harmony they said, especially if she's a black woman. Black woman. So I sat there. I'm sitting up front. I watched him when he put that out there, and I knew he done something wrong. And he was looking for some justice. He was looking for some justification.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I said this. This is what I told him. I said, that's not right. Because the Bible says that you worship God, you must do it in spirit and in truth. And so is the same with your relationship with your wife. If you cannot tell your wife, your Christian wife, what you've done, then guess what? Then something's wrong with that relationship.
Exactly.
And you should not just and besides, it would represent, like I said earlier, a get out of jail free card. He'll keep running back, making the same, doing the same thing over and over again, confessing it to God, but
right.
Don't tell him the wife. But you know what the Bible says about that? Be ye not deceived. God is not mocked. You're going to reap what you sow. So you can't play with God on that.
No.
You can't play with God on that. But that's what
you like to say. Go ahead, finish that.
Yeah, that's it. That's the point. You know, you got to be honest. You need to be honest.
Yeah, you need to be, because what's done in the dark eventually is going to come to light. So if
and what you do in the wash, you come out in the ringer.
Exactly. So if you're telling the truth, if you feel like you're telling the truth, okay, but if you're not telling the whole truth, the rest of that is going to come out.
Yes, it is.
You understand? And that's the bad part about it, because you got a lot of people that don't realize that.
So you might as well just go and tell the whole truth and nothing but the
truth. Tell the whole nothing. Yes, that's right. Get it out there.
I mean, regardless of how bad it's going
to
hurt or what the outcome be,
you'll
feel better in the end.
Yes.
Because it's out. You know, you because after a while, that lie is going to turn into another lie, then another lie, then another lie. And that lie can go on forever and ever and ever. And you're going to get caught up in the lie.
Right.
You know, as soon as you say, it wasn't me, you know, you're going to forget 2 or 3 months down the line what you said.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So if you be honest about it, then you don't have to worry about 2 or 3 months, that significant other coming back. You remember last couple of months ago when you was with Florence? No, I'm going to tell you, it was my boy that was with him.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't what you said a couple of months ago. You know?
That's
so
right.
Then you're going to have a whole altercation right there. So just be honest about it. You did it. You felt good when you was doing it, whatever it was.
Right.
So be man or woman enough to man up or woman up to it.
That's
own
right.
up to it.
Exactly.
And the most pain.
Go ahead, finish.
Yeah, I was going to say, the most pain that we'll ever experience in this life emotionally is dealing with something like this, where you lose trust. And when people do emotional, when they hit you with that type of emotional pain, that's the worst pain that you'll ever feel in this life. And building trust is not something easy. It takes time. Therefore, it's best for you to be honest, so you can start to repair that relationship as quickly as possible, because it's going to take time.
You know, playing that catch up is not a good thing either. Well, you did it, so I'm gonna go out here and do it too.
That's the problem. Once you lose that trust,
that's the worst.
Yeah, because once you lose the trust, regardless of the fact, it's hard to get it back.
Yeah,
it's gonna be hard to get it back. You understand?
Yes,
you can do whatever you want,
but
that thing is gonna always remain in the back of your head.
Yes.
You can go to work and come back home, but I'm going to still think you did something when you was out there at work because you're 5 minutes late.
I have another caller. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Finish late.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to say, what is the topic for this evening? see how y'all got me?
Don't
right
lie.
You had a topic for this evening?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I heard it.
What is your point of view on it?
I would say that I want to know. You know, I definitely want to know. And the examples were great, by the way. You know, They were great. I like the story that the one caller said about the pastor that was in church in Bible study.
Yeah.
And they said, don't tell us you're a black woman.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I definitely want to know. But then again, you know, I'm the type of person where I want to know anything. I want to know everything anyway.
Yeah, that's me.
You know, I'm a firm believer of, like, honesty is the best policy. You know, because if I find out that you lied, you know, then we're going to have a problem. Because, you know, they say, you know, a liar can't keep track of their lies anyway.
That's right.
Exactly.
You know, so, which to me is going to lead to one lie, to another lie, to another lie. So, you know,
I'm telling you.
I don't want to say I'm nosy, but I'm just going to say I like to be up front. You know, I like to be up front. I want to put everything out on the table, you know, because if somebody lies to me, whether it's a relationship or not, then I can't trust you.
That's right.
Well, and once you break that trust, I mean, we don't have nothing, whether it's a friendship or, you know,
Absolutely.
Whether it's a parent that, you know, didn't tell me who my real father was or something like that. You know,
exactly.
Once you ruin that, that's it, you know, because how do I know everything that come out your mouth is going to be a lie?
Could be a lie.
Even though it could be
true.
There
you go.
But
right.
me, mentally, it's going to be a lie.
Right.
You know, so yeah. I definitely want to know. I want to know everything, you know. So.
See, I like to start investigating and all of that good stuff.
Yes.
Well, no,
I
had to investigate.
I got to go to investigation.
I'm looking for stuff you need to know. You go around looking for stuff you want to know about. Or you rather leave it alone.
but to go with that though, I don't want to investigate. I want
right.
to, if it's a relationship, I want, you know, the man to be upfront with me about
Absolutely.
Everything. Don't lie to me, you know, just tell
Absolutely.
Me upfront. If you hurt my feelings and you tell me the truth, I can handle that. But if you lie
right.
to me and then I find out you lied to me, we're gonna have a problem. You know.
But see, that's bad because a lot of people say they can handle the truth. Like for instance, let's talk about that guy. Let's bring it back. The football player. You understand?
Right.
That did that to his wife.
Right.
Nobody actually knew what was going on. As far as I know, they said that she was in a club and came home late.
Okay. And then they said that he had been out to dinner with a woman and came in, and they started arguing at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Now, and that's the bad thing.
So nobody knows what really happened but God, because the dead man cannot talk.
Exactly.
I heard bits and pieces of what the caller just said, but I heard, because actually it was my place of employment, I have a friend there, and it happens to be my friend's fiancé's relative, okay?
Mm.
And they were pretty much saying that people were talking about it, of course, at the job, especially the sports fans. You know, they were definitely paying attention, you know. And they said that, you know, that she had went to a concert and she had got home late. And she had got home late from the concert, and he had a problem with that. But they were explaining that he had, you know, because he's a football player, he had experienced a lot of trauma to his head. So his game was real messed up. Like, he hadn't played, like, the last two games because of a head injury that had happened. So they're pretty much saying that he wasn't really wrapped too tight, you know, after the head injury. So anything could have happened, you know, at that point. But, you know, the family was pretty much just saying, like, you know what, it was nothing really going on, like, in his life, except that he was real depressed over the head injury that had occurred. Which a football player is common, you know, for the head injury. But sometimes you can get knocked too much, and, you know, it can loosen up some screws up there.
Yeah. But
you know,
and
that's what they were saying. You know, but I don't expect them to say, yeah, well, he was cheating and he found out. I don't expect them to tell that story anyway.
Exactly. Right. Because the coaches have said that they were both going to counseling about the relationship and finances. That was online. I don't know if anybody else read that. But they were having problems. You know.
You know what I was saying about.
It's yours. Don't take mine.
Right.
Exactly.
But you know what I would say about a situation like this? I'm not a professional, but I tend to believe that there were some underlying issues that may have been unresolved with the individual, that anytime somebody acts out in violence, this stuff just doesn't just pop up overnight.
Exactly.
There's something within their history that if a person looked closely at it, you'll see, it may not show that he was violent at that time, but there's some things that will let you know that, you know, there's like triggers, like they're like signs. And so I believe that if they look back over his life, they're going to see some things that may be a pattern. Maybe not to this degree, But you know,
right.
as you allow things to not become resolved, they tend to pile up and they build up. And I was counseling somebody about this fairly recently. I said, you know what happens if you leave something unresolved? All it takes something as light as a featherweight to
yep.
be placed on top of that, and you can either explode or break down.
Yeah.
And break down. That's why you have a lot of people that have nervous breakdowns, emotional breakdowns. They reach
exactly.
their limit. And all it takes
mm-hmm.
is something as light as a feather to cause them to break down.
Right.
That's with unresolved
issues. She was a pretty girl. And something had to, I mean, his mother was there. His mother, and she's from New York.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But see, the mother was on the inside of the house, so
exactly.
She doesn't know exactly what happened or, you know, what they were saying. But she was on the inside of the house when it happened, you know.
Yeah,
so
she heard the arguing, then she heard the shots, and she went in the room.
Right.
And so he kissed her, said sorry, then he kissed the baby, left, and then that's when he went to the field and killed himself.
Mm-hmm. But you know, keep in mind, like all the scenarios and all the rumors or whatever.
Right.
No one will ever know what's true. You
no.
know, because
no, you won't.
Paint a picture. They're gonna paint a picture on him that's not gonna make him look like he's the bad guy. But to me,
right.
bottom line is you took someone's life, you took your life, and you left a baby. So you couldn't
exactly.
have been the best guy in the world. You know what I'm saying?
And
3-month-old.
And the issue with the head trauma thing, that's a big issue in the football arena, because they've
right.
got incidents of a lot of these guys after they get done with their career, and they're having some strange behaviors, and a lot of them have checked out of here, and it's unexplained except that they're saying that they've all had this condition. So there's a big issue out there, and a lot of the families of these players, they're trying to get paid. So this is going to be this is going to fuel that.
Because the Dolphins, wasn't it a Dolphins player not long ago, a few months ago, that killed himself?
Yeah, that was Junior Seau.
There you go. There you go. And I mean, he'd been playing for a while, so,
right.
you know, you never know, like you say, you never know what a person may do. And some of them ain't played no football and they still Looney Tunes.
There you go. Absolutely. if it hadn't been for the grace of God, that might be me.
Yeah. Look, if I can't have you, ain't nobody going to have you.
But you know what? Even with Quilla's topic, the topic is perfect because a lot of people don't know. So it's like,
right.
okay, well, if you put yourself in their situation, would you want to know what happened, or do you pretty much want to just accept, okay, it happened, no one will ever
right.
know?
Right.
It goes hand in hand.
Right.
Okay, well, we have another caller, and I want to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
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 Hello, you hear us?
Hi, everyone. This is Shelly. How's everybody?
Hey, Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
Hey, Shelly.
Did you get a topic for this evening?
I did not. I was in the car. I didn't hear it.
Okay. Quilla, go ahead. Repeat your topic.
The topic is what's worse, knowing or not knowing? It could be about any situation, any relationship, any kind of family secret, anything. Would you want to know what you think is worse, knowing or not knowing about?
I would say not knowing.
Not knowing.
I would say not knowing because you think in one way and then it, you know, it's something else. But I would say not knowing would be worse.
Mhm.
Wow.
Because it'll be a shock to you once you find out. I mean, I guess if you was to find out later on thinking something mm-hmm. else, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you would not want to know that. Would you want to know that? Or you wouldn't want to know that?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, so right now, would you want to know or you wouldn't want to know that?
I would want to know.
You would want to know?
Would.
Yes,
she said she would want to know.
Okay.
Okay, see, so that's what I'm trying
everybody
to figure out.
Everybody
want
Everybody
right. No, I mean, why would you want to know?
That's what I mean. Right. I would want to know.
But just like,
yeah.
Like you say, some people like just don't want to know. Like you said, like I don't want to know about it. You know what I mean? Until it comes down to it, and then it's like, why you didn't tell me?
I think you can prepare yourself better wanting to know than to find out, you know, on a different level when you wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you know what I think, too? The people that like to say that they don't want to know, they're not being honest with themselves.
I agree with that. They want to know. I agree with that, yes.
They're not being honest with themselves.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want to know a situation, especially mm-hmm. if it's contained to, let's say, your parents or even a relationship, you know, you got to want to know.
Absolutely.
I don't want to know. Okay, if you're dying, no, I don't want to know. I'm like, come on. You got to want to know.
Uh-huh.
Because
you know,
your mind can play.
Absolutely.
Your mind can play tricks on you.
Yeah. Now, if it's a situation that you could be cured upon, then, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, let me know. Maybe we could work something out. You know, let me know something like that. You understand?
Well, that person may need counseling. You know, I'm there for you. I got your back. You know, hey,
right.
I'll go through any lengths with you.
Right.
You know,
like people not really wanting to know the truth. You know, what happened to that? You know, like you got to think
about
too. Because some people are not going to tell you the truth because they're like, all right, the truth is going to hurt you. You can't handle it, you know.
Right.
But to me, it's like I want to know the truth. Because if you lie to me, if you tell me the truth, at least that gives me an opportunity to decide what I want to do. And
that's true.
It's more more respect for that person, you know, if you can actually say, okay, well, if it's a relationship, okay, I cheated. Okay, well, you're going to come to me, you're going to tell me that you cheated, okay, but you know what? 9 times out of 10, if I thought everything was picture perfect, I'm going to leave you, you know.
That's right. That's right.
So just be honest and upfront about it.
You know, right, it could be 5 years, 10 years, 20, it don't matter. You know, if I find out that this is what happened, you know, you come to me and tell me, okay, you know, I love you and I respect you enough to let you know. Okay, well, thank you for letting me know, but unfortunately,
and I'm out of here.
You know,
but unfortunately,
pretty much.
Hey, listen, it'll hurt, but I shall get over that.
Right. You know, all types of relationships, you know, if there's any type of trust issues whatsoever. And then somebody does something. How do you forgive that person? You know,
you can't if they don't. They're not being honest.
To me, counseling is not going to help me. Cause
if they're not being honest, you're not going to be able to forgive them.
You can forgive, but you just can't
forget. Right.
Exactly.
But you know what? You can forgive. I know I will be able to forgive because the Bible says so. But
that's right.
Exactly.
My heart might tell me something different. You know,
right.
My heart might, you know, lead me to another level where I'm like, you know what? God, I hear you. God, I understand. But, you know, this is
what happened was.
You know, my heart wasn't. You know, because I believe that, you know, how people say your body's a temple. You know, I believe it's the same way when
it
comes down to being in a relationship. When you say, yes, I want to be with you, or yes, I want to marry you, or now we're married, whatever the case may be, you're supposed to guard my heart. You know, if you are the person that's bringing pain to me, then you're not guarding my heart.
That's right.
You know, you're causing more pain, you know, if it comes down to, like, say, a different scenario where, you know, I find out that my father wasn't my father, but he done passed away and stuff like that. I'm going to be upset with my mother.
Right.
Right.
You know, because I'm like, all right, well, Mom, you know, you knew this in advance, but yet you never even gave me a hint of that's not your father, you know.
Right.
So trust is very important in all aspects to me, and I think I
got
to know everything. I'm nosy like that. Tell me everything.
I'm nosy.
If I find out something, you know, I have a problem.
Right. and you know what? Let's just say if somebody really, really, really has that mentality that, like, you know, they really don't want to know. Well, unfortunately, what that tells me about that individual is that, first off, they're not good. They're not too good about dealing with responsibility or accountability in their life. Mm-hmm. That can almost just follow that I don't want to know mentality. Because that's the type of person that will not be responsible, and they will not be looking to be held accountable for anything they do. Because there's a pattern that follows. And not wanting to know it would lead to that pattern being established that way.
But, you know, there are people out there that will tell you, well, I don't want to know if you cheated. I don't want to know. You know, like, I know a lot of people who are in relationships and their husband or wife, whoever, is doing dirt, and they'll tell you, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. As long as it doesn't come to my door, I don't want
to
know.
That happened to me the other day at work. One of my coworkers, I guess a sister or whatever, was calling her to tell her that she had seen her husband, you know, at the IHOP, and she started yelling at her sister, saying, I don't want to know, I don't want to know. And I'm like, why are you yelling at her? And she was like, I don't want to know about that. But deep down inside, I believe she does know, but I think she doesn't
right.
want to hear the truth.
That's what I think. When somebody reacts like that, you're right.
They already know that it's going on.
If you say anything about her husband or you've seen him somewhere or whatever, she'll be like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Right.
That's
denial.
And she's already been through it.
Because they believe they got suspicion. They've seen evidence that may indicate that that person may be cheating on them. And if then people start coming to them, telling them that, you know what, I think your husband or your wife is cheating on you, they're not really trying to accept that thing.
Right.
Although they've got evidence that says that this might be the case. It comes down to the trust. And when that's broken, that thing devastates you. It just literally will devastate you.
That's crazy. And some still stay through around.
I mean,
that's crazy.
It's just, I don't know. Like I said, this topic can go in a million and different one ways. But at the end of the day, I still want to know. I really do. If it's something wrong with me, mentally, physically, whatever, emotionally, I want to know.
Right.
You know. Yeah. If I'm about to lose my marbles, I want to know before I lose them on somebody, and I may be able to get help.
Absolutely.
I'll tell them in a minute, listen, you're losing, you're going crazy right now.
I mean, you know, sometimes your reactions show that there's a chemical imbalance somewhere. Go seek help. Don't just keep letting it get worse and worse. And like you said, some people are not going to go.
You have a problem with this or that. You won't even go to the doctor to see if it's anything wrong. Right. But there's a stigma in our community anyway dealing with doctors and emotional and psychological issues. We don't want to have that. We don't want, in our community, in African American community, there's a stigma tied to emotional and psychological issues. We try to keep that thing under the rug because we don't want to deal with it.
But it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. But my thing is, listen, I don't want to find out something later on and really lose my cool. You know?
A lot of people get killed like that.
That's what I would be afraid of. You know,
if you
give your heart, you give your mind, you give your body to somebody, if it's in a relationship, and you find out something different later on, I don't want to lose my cool. You know, that's
absolutely
why there's certain things that a person can tolerate and certain things they can't.
Absolutely.
You know, if that person crosses the line and they know you can't tolerate it, then that's a lack of respect for you, you know, because you're upfront about it. Like, listen, I can't tolerate this. I feel some kind of way, and then the person still does it. To me, I think it's a lack of respect. You know, right. Because you got to get out before your feelings really get involved in it.
Because there was a song back in the day that said something like, Don't push me because I'm too close to the edge. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me want to wonder how I keep from going under.
I'm like
a jungle sometimes.
Sometimes
you want to wonder how I keep from going under.
Going under.
And then you make that crazy laugh. Oh, I didn't know I knew that, did you?
I didn't know.
Listen, I knew
you didn't know? I wasn't always safe, child. I wasn't always safe. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me want to wonder how I keep from going under.
You know, you feel like that sometimes, because a lot of people, they go through so much and they get to that point where they don't know what to do no more.
That's right. That's it. That's it.
They really get to that point. It's like, you know, I really don't know what to do no more.
Right.
And they take it. And some people, they take it out on a spouse or the next individual, and you know, that's really not good at all.
And that's why I tell people they got to have somebody that they ought to be able to go and talk to. It's just maybe just one person. You ought to be able to just talk to and talk about anything instead of holding it in, because anytime we hold stuff in, it's not good for us or anybody that comes in contact with us.
See, that's the bad
thing,
because you take it out on a person that you shouldn't take it out on.
Absolutely.
The funny thing about that is, what happens if, whether it's in a relationship or whether it's, you know, like family members, that person can't comprehend what you're saying without taking it personal. Then it's like, all right, I'm better off not opening my mouth because you can't handle what I'm saying. Well, you want me to say it a certain kind of way, and I don't sugarcoat nothing. So how are you supposed to handle that?
And well, you know what? I just counseled somebody about this the other day, and I told them that what they have to do, because they were trying to figure out something with regards to somebody else, but I said the problem is that you're looking at it from your perspective. What you have to be able to do is try to take yourself out of yourself and look at it from the other person's perspective. Anytime you go into a situation with a subjective, one-way mind, guess what? You're going to come up with a one-way solution.
True.
So you have to consider it from the other people's perspective. You cannot go in there with a closed mind. So that's how you do that. It's a learned thing. It has to be practiced consistently. But that's what needs to be done.
Well, I must say, I try hard to get my point across sometimes. But when you feel like you're not, like the person's not hearing you, you know, you tend to say, okay, you're not hearing me. You want to shake the person and say, wake up, open your mind and hear what I'm saying.
Right.
You know,
I'm not
playing. Problem.
Right. And it's all about being sensitive to other people's needs and what their concerns are. That's what it comes down to, a sensitivity.
Right, but what happens when people aren't sensitive to your needs?
Well,
right
then you know
here.
What? Then you got then that those are the type of people that you can't share things with. Them be the ones that I might have to love from a distance.
Right.
I can't have them folks close to me because
they
got a one way mind and it's all about them, and they ain't hearing nothing about going on with me. Not that I'm complaining all the time, but every now and then I got some issues.
And
you want me to be
sensitive.
And here's the funny thing. Them is the ones that want you to be sensitive to theirs.
Yep.
Them be the ones. Them be the main ones that want you to be sensitive to their needs, but then when it comes to be reciprocal, they ain't got a clue.
Uh-huh. You're absolutely right. But then they try to justify it to make it seem like, you know, what they're saying is correct.
Oh, yeah. That can, folks are good at that. I can justify. I used to tell people back in the day, it ain't never got to be my fault. I can explain that thing. Will it not be my fault every time I want it to be?
Thank you.
I can.
You train your brain to say that. It wasn't my fault. I don't care what
Absolutely.
They say.
And I can explain. I can make it sound good, too. I can sell it. I can sell it, too.
But what happens when you're selling it to somebody who's not buying now?
Yeah.
Well, that don't stop me from selling it. It ain't going to stop me from selling it.
Look, you don't want to sell now. But
it ain't going to stop me from selling it. Because
in
my mind, it ain't never going to be my fault.
Because
in my mind, it ain't going to never be my fault. That's the only person that I'm really concerned about is me. And as far as I'm concerned, no, it ain't my fault.
It ain't my
now,
fault.
Now, if you don't buy it, if you don't buy it, that's on you. But it ain't my fault. You know how when you was young, and you did something in the house, and the parents said, "Who did it?" And everybody in harmony be, "Not me, not me, not me, not me,
not me."
It's not me.
I was the crazy person. I was the crazy child that admitted to it and just took
and
the
was
bubbles
good.
In advance. Because I knew when my mom found out about it, I knew she was going to give me the business.
Well, I got the business anyway because I was the oldest.
It was a few of us, so everybody got their butt whooped.
Yeah. I got mine. I got it anyway because I was the oldest, and I should have
exactly.
known better.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get it.
I got it every single time. My mama came from Mississippi. She did not play.
Oh, no, she not
playing. My mom was from Alabama, so you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, she didn't play either.
Them Southern women.
They don't play.
Look, they'll throw a shoe down the hallway and hit you in the head with it.
My mama told me that. She said that she used to get whooped with stove wood. My mama told me she used to get whooped with a piece of stove wood. And in my mind, I'm saying, oh, I'm in trouble. Get her hands on anything and it's in its own.
I'm telling you. I'm
okay,
telling you.
I still think it's worse when your parents tell you, go out there, go to the tree, take your switch.
And you know what, mom? I did that. You know what my mama used to do? I come back with a little skinny little twig. She got a branch waiting for me. And then she says, "Now take off. Now I'm already got prepared. I got two pair of pants on." She said, "No, take off your pants. I'm here in bare bottom."
But wait a minute. When they used to holler, "You gonna do it again?" "No, ma'am." "Yes, you are." "Yeah." I be wanting to say, "Well, why did you ask me?" And you know this hurting me more than it's hurting you.
Right, I was
no,
say
it
that.
Can't be. It can't be hurting you worse.
The talking was worse than the whooping.
Oh, you know what? I'd rather get a whooping. I got an older brother right now, and I'm a grown woman with kids. I'd rather for him to hit me than to talk to me.
Yes. The talking was worse.
He's 12 years older than me, but I'm serious. If you tell me that you get ready to tell him, we're going to fight. We're going to fight.
Yeah, I'd rather the whooping
than
the whooping. The whooping will stop. I don't want the talking.
Yeah, the talking never stops.
Man.
Yeah, the talking's going to keep on going.
And they be like, look at me when I'm talking to you.
That's right.
I'm like, oh, man. You know, you know what? But when you look back over them days, they were some great days.
Absolutely.
I wish I had mine.
There was no child protection services. There was no child protection services where you just got a licking,
yeah,
and then you ran to the CPS. And my mama used to tell me that. My mama used to say, if they want to raise you, then they can take over that responsibility.
Thank you.
But you my child.
and I'm gonna do what I gotta do.
I brought you in. I'll take you out.
You know what? That's a good topic to talk about one night too.
Yeah.
Yes, indeedy. Because you know what? Some of the old family values and tradition that we used to do that need to be brought back.
It does.
Because there's a total disintegration of the family right now as it exists today.
Yeah.
Because
I remember I do something down the street. I get my butt whooped down there. I come home, I'm going to get another
one. Come on now. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely. On the way home, you get whooped 2-3 times, and when you got home, you got it.
And don't mess up at school, because your parents come into school and beat you in front of everybody.
Yes. Acting up in the store, time out, Time
but
out?
You know what?
Are you kidding me?
Ain't no time out. You time out, I'll write on the belt.
Hello, Pula. What's your final thought on the topic? What's your final thought on the topic? We went all around the board, right, Pula? You like,
what's
your topic?
We done been everywhere. I'm just laughing everything here.
We don't went all around the board.
Tell it. Be honest. Tell it all.
That's what it's all about.
Be honest.
Well,
tell it all.
Short? I can't hear you. What tell you
it all. I would want it, though. I don't care what it is.
Okay. Is there any shout outs you
want to hear? I want to shout out y'all for having me on the show for the topic of today. And I think y'all done hung up on me. Who that was rude? Look, why are you talking on Facebook?
Uh-oh.
I'm just kidding. I like shout out. Thank y'all for having me on tonight. I look forward to tuning in some more when I get some time, because I'm usually on the road and doing a bunch of stuff. So.
And we definitely gonna have you on for our up and coming artists, all right?
Yeah.
Is there any shout outs you want to give?
I just gave y'all a shout out.
Okay.
All right, okay. We're just talking that hair right now. We ain't gonna worry about nobody else. We're gonna talk about situation that hair. I'm shouting out DQ Palace for having me on tonight.
Amen. All right.
That's what's up. Shout out to Lavina.
Right. Everybody shout out Lavina. Everybody shouts out Lavina. Nobody shouts out Lavina.
But shout out to Rich Money.
Right.
Yeah. I don't forget you, bro.
Somebody tell
you know
me
I got your back.
Shout me out. That's right.
You know I got your back.
That's right.
Brother's going to work it out.
Shout out to you too, Rich Money.
All right. But we definitely want to have you on as an up-and-coming artist. And, you know, I really want to thank you for joining us this evening. All right?
You're more than welcome.
All right. Quilla, Dons, and Divas. All right. Coming up next, R&B sensation, Miss CeCe. And we're going to play her smashing single, Love Feels Like Midnight. She's doing big things. We're going to play a couple more of her singles. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
I like a woman with a future and a past. A little attitude problem, all good, it'll make it last. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you could do it just like that. And I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower. Running on a treadmill and on the eating salad. Sound so smart like you graduated college. Like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard. Knowing you, weekend in Miami trying to study by the pool. Couple things do, but you always get it done. Might have been a time where I loved her too, but you take that away and you always been the one. One, I wonder why the moon looks nice, girl. Maybe it's just right for the night. You said coming on too strong, girl. They want you in their life as a wife. That's why you wanna have no. Why you wanna protest? Why you wanna fight for your right? Cause you don't love them boys. Run they think that no. I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, girl, you got it. There you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind. It must be hard to be that fine when all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time. It's just amazing, girl. And all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck. You
better am. All of them, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always ride slow when I'm straddling. And my so bad, you gotta paddle in. Gotta roll, gotta roll your boat. It's pink fire records on the RBO. Then this the pop out on the real steel. The best legal team, so the deals is ill. That's Mac OPI and the fragrance too. A pal, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, little gravel too. Gotta pay for the underage travel too. Cause I flip, fly, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and vibe.
Stop! know you are.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Miss C. Miss CC, welcome to the show. Miss CC, are you there? Hey.
Yeah, I'm here.
I want to really thank you for joining us this evening. You know, I know you got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You got a whole lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it sometimes because my hair's on backwards. Walking with my head on backwards. For real, it's crazy out here. Then I have to balance it out with school and all.
So you're going to school, you're doing the music, and so you ain't really getting no time to yourself.
None at all. I've been telling my friends I don't have a life anymore.
It's all paying out. It's going to pay out more in the long run.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll understand.
Exactly. Now, let's start off with your name. How did you come up with the name Miss CC?
When I was a little girl, my cousin, she would always call me Miss C. I guess they thought I was kind of growing up being a little girl. They thought I was kind of the little girl that had the little cocky attitude or whatever, so they always put the Miss in front of the C. So I never thought, you know, of anything or whatever, but she ended up starting calling me that, and that's what I took on. I let it grow with me, and, you know, I just kind of, like, tweaked it up a little bit and put the other C to it, so I became Miss CC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what actually made you start singing?
From a little girl, singing has been my passion. I can remember a recording my daddy did a long time ago, around 20 years old, and he happened to dig it up, and me being nosy, I played it, and it was me singing a gospel song. I can't even remember the name of the gospel song, but at 3 years old, I was singing the gospel song, and it kind of, like, brings tears to my eyes because I see my growth. I've seen where I've grown from and where I am now.
So you actually start singing at the age of 3 with gospel.
Yeah, at 3, and I took off at 5.
Yeah, because I know at 5 years old, you was, like, in the spotlight. Tell us a little something about that.
Yeah, I was singing with this little gospel quartet, but I think they had, like, a little radio show. It was a gospel radio show that came on every morning. And I would get up, and I would call the DJ, and he'll put me on the air, and I'll sing for him. And I kept doing that. Every year, I kept doing that until they ended up venturing out and getting a quartet. And they were at a church one day, and they just pulled me from the crowd, and they let me start singing with them, and the crowd was rocking, I was cheesing, and I was, you know, enjoying it. So I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do.
Now, you had actually several opportunities to perform and events and, you know, auditions. Like, one audition was American Idol in Birmingham, excuse me. Tell us a little bit about that.
That audition, that was like my very, very first audition. It didn't go as planned because of the fact that I guess I was still young and I had to mature. But it was a learning process for me because I got a chance to network with a lot of different people from different area codes and different type of, you know, different genres of music I got a feel of. And even though it didn't turn out like I expected, I still learned from it. I still gained something from it.
Now, as you being an up-and-coming artist, what's your inspiration and goals?
Overall, like I tell anybody, I want God to take me as high as He wants me to go. I'm not going to put any stipulations on how far I'm going to go because, I mean, who said the sky was the limit? You know what I'm saying? The sky is never my limit. I'm going as high as I think God's going to take me. But overall, I see myself, I want to be an artist, but even if I'm not grabbed from the, you know, from the outside and pulled into the industry, if I'm as an artist, I want to become at least a producer or a recording engineer. I want to see myself somewhere in the music industry because that's what I love to do. I have a very artistic mind.
Okay, now, have you done any performances lately? Have you, like, gotten that stage fright feeling when you first performed? Don't want the sunglasses and, you know, close your eyes.
thing about that, it's kind of funny because I had posted status up the other night on Facebook. I said, don't get it twisted. You know, with my stage presence, I'm totally different from that because, you know, you have to understand as an entertainer, you have to get the crowd what they want. You know, you have to be your artist, be that artist. But when you come off the stage now, you know, I'm a whole different person. I'm humble. But my last show that I did, I performed at a little local club down here. And we had a Macon County Day because I'm from Macon County, Alabama. And I performed there, and I have a show tomorrow night at the club down here, All Black Saturday. Doors open at 9:30. Showtime, I really don't know my showtime yet right now, but doors open at 9:30. 21 years of age to enter. Security strictly enforced. Don't come with the drama because that's not cool. Just don't come with the drama because you're leaving with the police. And All Black is a surprise giveaway to the flyest person and address to All Black. So I hope to see everybody there tomorrow night.
Okay. So you're giving away the giveaways and everything. Now, in 2007, you also performed at a national anthem in a basketball game. Tell us about that.
Actually, it was in Montgomery, Alabama with the Biscuits baseball game. I don't even know how they found me. I know somebody grabbed me from church, and they were like, well, the Biscuits need somebody to sing or whatever. So I was like, well, the Biscuits, the national anthem. I said, they got a lot of high notes and stuff. You know, I ain't practicing none of that or whatever. So I just ended up going down there that day, doing the thing or whatever, and it turned out great. It was a great experience for me because the crowd showed so, so, so much love. They showed mad love.
Wow. Well, I want to get into one of your singles right now. Crazy.
Crazy.
Tell us a little bit about that single.
That's crazy. Crazy, I really, okay, this is what happened with Crazy, right? Okay, I take everything that happens in my life, and I, whether it be bad or good, and I mold it into my own masterpiece. So with Crazy, I just took something that happened in my past. You know, everybody hasn't been faithful all of their lives or whatever. So, you know, you're in a relationship. You say you're committed or whatever, but yet and still you have that one eye candy. That one eye candy that just, when you see them, it's just, oh, my God. It's just, oh, my God. It just blow your mind. And that's how crazy, that's where crazy came from. And it's really just saying that the guy has a girl, I have a man, but when I see him, it's, I just forget. My mind just go blank and it's just, he's my main focus. That's the moral of it.
Kind of like a Mr. Wrong thing, huh?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get into that right now.
Okay.
All right, Dons and Divas. Here's one of her smashing singles, Crazy, by Miss CeCe. Remember
Crazy.
Where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Caught up in the moment.
Caught up in the moment, going crazy. low. But on the other hand, you got an asshole that'll leave that ass real solo. And our love seems too much to compromise with a one-night affair. But it's impossible to access if you're not even there.
This song do to me, and you know somebody that been in that situation?
Of course I have. I have. Honestly, I have. But see, that's the thing about it. That's the good thing about being able to write and make hits. You know what I'm saying? You can go dig in your past and dig up some bad stuff that, you know, that didn't happen to you, and just because you, one thing about it, you know, you're not the only person that has done it or has been through it. So, especially with the ladies, so I know I can go and dig up something that all the ladies will clap to, or all the ladies will rock to, you know, or something like that.
Now, let me ask you, you became the first to become the first place winner in the first annual Talent Explosion. Tell us a little something about that.
Down here in Alabama, we're kind of slow in everything we do, and we try to, you know, do a lot of positive things because the crime rate in my little county is going up. But we try to do positive things, make the positive outweigh the bad. And last year, they had the first time they tried to put together a talent explosion. So the mayor, I don't know how he got in contact with me, but he ended up getting in contact with me, and he asked me. And I told him, I said, well, you know, I was kind of disencouraged at first because I didn't think that it would fall through right. So I told him, I said, well, hey, don't let fail, but try. So I told him I'll be willing, and I auditioned. I made it through the auditioning, and they contacted me and told me, well, you need to have three songs or whatever, whatever. And I know from past experiences that judges, they, real judges, they look at talent. You know, they look at what you can do. So it's mandatory and it's very imperative that you pick the right song to show your talent and show your vocal ability. So mm-hmm. I pick my song, and when I pick my song, they let me through. You know, I made the auditions or whatever in the first round. The day of the competition, I got butterflies. And then I had to slap myself and get it together because I said, I'm my own competition. It may sound cocky, but I said, I'm my own competition. And, you know, I got up there, did the thing, whatever, rocked the crowd, like always, and made it past the first. It was like three rounds we had to go through. And I made it all through all of the rounds. And the fourth round was with the three last people, three people standing. So, you know, you either had, it was really four, because if you got eliminated, you know, you either had first, second, or third place. And they mm-hmm. narrowed it down. They went from third place. And the more they narrowed it down, the more I started sweating, because the first place prize was $500. And at the time, my car was down. So I said, okay, I need my car fixed. I'm in school. I need gas. So they narrowed it down. And when they got to the second place, they held, like, both of their hands over the other guy's head and my head. So he and I held hands, and I was sweating. And I was sweating. I was going crazy. So when they did, they gave him second place. When they gave him second place, I just broke out and cried. Because I said, oh, my God, my car fixed. I got gas for school. I got everything. So and that was a great experience for me. It was very fun. And no one, the positive thing about it, no one criticized anyone. Because, you know, I told them, I said, everybody is a winner. You know, you got in here, you showed what God blessed you with, the talent that God blessed you with, whatever. And I really had a little competition then, but, you know, everybody can't win. Okay. But I'm grateful for winning.
All right. We have a caller on the line for you. We're going to bring them on real fast.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listening to you, I mean, it's just an inspiration for such a young person. And you sound like you really got it together.
Thank you.
And I just want you to keep, you know, keep doing the thing. You
Thank
know,
you. I will.
And then being a Southern girl, too.
Yeah, you know.
We just got to talk to Well, listen, we just got through talking about Alabama, too.
Right.
Because that's where my mother was from. So, you know, I know they don't play down there, and they keeping you on point. You keeping yourself on point.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And I just want to commend you on, you know, everything that you're doing. Keep going,
Thank
babe. I mean,
I
you know, keep reaching to the top, and you know to always keep God first.
Always, always.
You know, and so, like, just for gifts and gabs, where do you plan on being in, like, 5 years from now? What do you plan on being doing?
5 years from now? I'm in medical school right now, and...
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't have a life. I try. It's hard. It's so hard to manage. But 5 years from now, I hope to be, like I said, I hope to be somewhere in the industry. But when it boils down, I'm an R&B singer right now, but when it boils down, my root goes back to gospel. So I know I'll be doing gospel.
I know that's right.
Right.
I know that's right.
Yeah,
yeah,
you gotta go
so
back home.
that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, just keep up the good work, you know, because you can tell just from your talk and what you've been through and what you already did that, you know, you got it together.
Yeah,
you got it together, you know, and you know, just keep your head up and keep it moving, and you'll go far. And I will be listening to your music.
Thank you, I really appreciate it.
No problem. Stay blessed.
You too.
All right.
Now, I want to get into one more of your singles, but first, I want to ask you: you played in a musical as Miss Etta James. Tell us about that.
Oh, my God, that's the best. That was one of the best moments of my life because Etta James happened to be my girl. And when she passed away, it brought me to tears. I've never gotten a chance to meet her, but I mean, it's just, I think it was just her attitude. Me and her, she was just like me. She had one of those sassy attitudes, and now we just clicked. I mean, everything, we just clicked. And so it's kind of coincidentally that one of the judges at the first talent explosion, she gave me the offer. She's an international recording artist. I think she's been to Africa and a couple more countries, and I can't think of right now, but when I won, she pulled me off the stage and she told me, she said, wipe your tears, let me know you through crying and come get at me. So I was like, okay. So I went and talked to her and she was like, you have a talent that God, he anointed my talent. So, and I told her, I said, I really appreciate it. And she said, are you up for offers? I said, I'm always out to, you know, receive them. So she told me, she said, well, why would you, you know, like to play a role as Etta James down in the musical down by Mobile, Alabama? I said, I'd be more than happy because that she happens to be one of my favorite old school singers. And we get down there. It was amazing because we had to improvise. We had rehearsed and everything, but I think we kind of had so much fun until we forgot the script. And when we forgot the script, I said, okay, you Miss Cece, you got to make it happen. You make the impossible happen. So we get out there, and one of the other guys, he played Luther Vandross, who happens to be a member of my church. So we kind of, like, connect, you know what I'm saying? So we out there on the floor. You know, he forgot what song he's supposed to be singing, and so I'm Miss Etta James. I'm finna just come out singing that last, and we're not finna let the show go down like that. So we came out, we did our thing, and it happened so smoothly because no one knew. It happened just like we rehearsed. No one knew about any errors, no bloopers or anything. That was amazing. I love that night.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we have another caller for you. We're going to bring them on. Hello, oh, caller, are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
hi.
You are.
I'm back. Hey, Miss Cece, you was over there born.
Hey, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm an artist too now, but. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she's actually another artist that's coming on.
Yeah.
Maybe y'all can work something
artist
out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm over here talking around. I stayed on. Look, I want to hear Miss Cece.
Yeah.
You know doing. And I like when you said you don't competition. You don't believe in you. You. So, you know,
no.
Yeah, I commend you for that. Huh? Yeah, big up.
Right.
I like your voice. You got a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you keep moving. You keep
thank
it up.
You. I will.
Same way. I do. I got a lot going on, but I always, I got some time for my music. So I always make
right,
time for that.
Right. Make
yeah,
time
and
balance
I do a
it
lot
out
of things. I do a lot
right
of things. Yeah. So I can make
you
for that.
Right. I hope all goes well with you.
I'll be there, Alabama. I left Birmingham a couple weeks ago. I'll be there back there next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Find me on Facebook.
I'm going to find you on Facebook. We're going to collab. And when we come back, me and Missy, we're going to have a song.
I'm always
there. You know. Miss Cece, if you want to hear Qualilla, one of her
Quilla, right?
If you want to hear her single, we actually played it before she came on as a general question guest tonight. So if you get a chance, you go on the archives. And before, you know, right after the intro, you hear her single come on as well.
Okay.
That's on fire,
okay,
too.
Okay. You have to get up with
yeah,
it.
I love it.
This was up.
Now,
keep doing your thing.
I will. You do the same.
I am.
Oh, all right. Now, Miss Cece. Let me ask you, I want to get to another one of your singles that's hitting the nation real hard. Love Feels Like Midnight?
Yes.
Tell us
Love
about
Feels
that
Like
one.
Midnight. Oh, my God. You know those situations where, like, you know the relationship, you know it's not going to work, and you really don't even know why you're even there because you're trying to, like, pull the whole 100% low. And on this track, you know, I'm not going to say the track. In this situation, I think I was so caught up on looks at the time, and I thought I had got beyond the looks by me being, you know, 25. I'm thinking I had gotten beyond the looks of looking at the heart now, but I think I was so caught up over looks or whatnot
And the relationship started out good for a minute. Like a month later, stuff started changing. And then it just felt like we would say I love you to each other, but it was cold. It was nothing there. It was just like words being said. So I just took that little situation and molded it once again and made it into a hit, made it into a masterpiece. And right now, Love Feels Like Midnight is being played across seas. And currently, I'm in the process of trying to book me a signing party. So be on the lookout for Love Feels Like Midnight in the station near you.
Okay, so you know what? We're going to get into that right now. Then we're going to come back and we're going to take some more callers because we got some callers on the line for you. But
cool.
We're going to get into that right now. All cool. Right, Dons and Divas. Here's another banger by Miss C. C. That's hitting the nation real hard. Love Feels Like Midnight. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace. Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I'm staying until the morning.
Are you there, Miss Cece? Hello, where did Miss Cece go?
You hear me?
Okay, I hear you now. I got a little
okay,
word.
Okay, okay, we good.
Got a little word for a minute. I'm like, where did she go?
Yeah, I'm here.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And you have so much soul in your voice. And you're killing those high notes. You know?
Yeah.
I probably could do a little if I take a bunch of lemon, but I ain't going to put myself on the spot like that. No. So we have a caller for you, and we're going to bring them on the line. Hello,
okay.
Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're
hey.
On the air.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, I went, hey, Miss CC, this is your girl, Lady Cutie. I just want to give a shout-out to you because I just want to say... tell you I love your ambitions, your motivation, your grind. I love all your music, and no, I'm gonna be your number one support and fan.
Yes, girl. Thank you, girl. I love you so much.
Both,
girl. You gotta keep up your grind. I'm too cute, girl. I know it's hard. We talked earlier today. You know what I'm saying? Keep up your grind because you got it, and I'm so we gonna get it together. Both
yes, we are.
We got to get it together.
I love you, Cece.
I love you so much.
All right.
I'll talk to you.
Cece. Hello, Cece, you there?
That was my girl, Cutie.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Yes. She's an upcoming artist down here, too, in the Macon County, Alabama area. And she has so much potential. It's just, I think... it's the location, you know, where we are now. Because like I said, the crime rate is going up. It's nothing getting better. Maybe it's going to happen. You know, I'm being optimistic about it, but it's kind of slow down here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Now, if you had the chance to do a collabo, just open for any artist, who would it be and why?
If I had to open up for any artist, it would be, God rest her soul, it would be Whitney Houston. And the reason being is because Whitney started off just like I did. If she started off just like I did, I mean, it's everything. She started off like I did, and I remember when I first heard that she passed, I think it was on YouTube, somewhere I seen the video. It was, I think somebody had just released a clip when she was a little girl and she was singing in the choir at church. And it was kind of old video because it was black and white. And I saw myself, and she was killing those. And I said, it reminds me so much of myself. So if I had the opportunity, she would be my first choice. God rest her soul, rest in peace, Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
But she would be my first choice.
Now, considering the fact that you had started out in the church choir, and you mm-hmm. changed to, like, the R&B, how did your parents feel about that, and what actually made you decide to switch up from gospel to R&B?
You know, a lot of people have their place in life, and all minds aren't the same, and everybody don't think alike. And my mama, she wasn't for it at all. She was tripping so hard. I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have told you or whatever. So, you know, I guess as I grew up, because you know, when in junior high, that's when it actually started. My choir director at school, he formed the girl quartet, and it was called Mystic Four, and that's where it really started from. So mama wasn't feeling it, but I told her, I said, I know where I'm at, and I know how I got here. You know, I still do my church thing. I'm the president of my youth choir. I still do my church thing. I'm never going to let that go, you know. So
okay,
I'm able to write off of my life and put it into layman's terms through R&B, you know, and I talk to God through my gospel.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
That's how I balance out.
Oh, okay. Now, you said in my quote, you call yourself a human, you know, I ain't even going to try to say the word, but you know what I'm saying.
We had a problem with it earlier.
Me. Yeah, you say it for me. Okay,
a human haku.
Now, express that, let us know what you mean by that. I didn't even try to do it to myself.
Don't kid yourself. I say that because even when I'm not
you know, it's I don't do music 24/7. I probably do it 23/7. You know, I have an hour to myself or whatever. But when I'm even when I'm not focused on music, I could be in class, and I know it's not right, but I could be in class and I have a medical insurance procedure class, and my mind is on the beat. I could just jot down, write down a couple rhymes or something, or see something on the board and just start writing down rhymes. And a haiku is a type of Japanese poetry. And I say I'm a human haiku because I'm always writing. I'm always thinking artistically. You know what I'm saying? I'm jotting down any and every. I have a lip liner that when my makeup lip liner that one day I heard a beat and I could not find a pen and I just got it and I wrote on my wall and had to end up going and clean up my wall. I couldn't find a pen, but. I'm always thinking. I'm always creative. That's why I say I'm a human haiku.
Okay. Now, like you said, you also do poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Would you care to recite something for us? Or you just want to keep that in discreet?
We just going to keep that discreet. We going to keep that, you know. We going to keep that in the box for right now. We going to do something else with that later.
You know, we're going to keep that in the box for right now.
Yeah.
I want to get into another one of your singles, Stingy. Tell us about that.
Stingy. Oh, okay. I had this guy friend. We had been friends for a long, long, long time. And we just, I guess he just felt the notion to try to take it up a level, you know what I'm saying, to try to be in an actual relationship with me. And I didn't, from the beginning, I thought that's what I wanted. But I think we knew each other too well or whatever. But whatever the case may have been, the relationship went downhill. I'm talking about we lost the relationship or friendship. And I said from that point forward, I'm going to be stingy with the love, everything. Just stingy. If you be stingy with it, you won't have to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, give it to them when you feel like it or whatever. Then besides then, don't ask. Don't ask, don't tell. Right. That's what
Stingy is. Okay. All right. So we're going to get into that right now.
Stingy?
Yes, we're going to get into Stingy. Right? Matter of fact, you introduce it.
Okay, everybody. Here's my upcoming single, Stingy. You heard it first on GQ Palace Radio Station. Miss Stacey.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
You can only hit it once, but when I put it down, I put that down.
over with, don't speak to me. Mr. John Doe, you don't know me. I don't know you. I'm sorry if I hurt your boy, but this is what I do. I put it down, I told you I don't play around. Attack you like the Twin Towers, I just took you down.
But what I want to ask is, how do you really balance everything out, considering the fact you got school, medical school, you got to go through a lot with all that, and the fact that you're doing your music, and you're writing your music, and you're going on, you know, you're performing shows, how do you balance all that out?
Oh, it's crazy. I just wake up every day, and I ask God to order my feet, my footsteps, and just be able to let me just keep my mind straight, keep me focused, you know what I'm saying, and I lost my baby last year, so I was dealing with that for a long time. I thought I was going to go crazy with that, but I still end up balancing it all out. But my main prayer is for God to order my step and to let me remain humble. And I'm feeling him working on me as to let me remain humble, because I deal with a lot of stuff. Like, I deal with a lot of haters. And, I have an image to uphold, so I don't even engage. But that's how I maintain.
Wow, you definitely got a good thing going on. Now, let me ask you, what's the next step for CeCe?
My next step, whatever step that I do take is going to be forward. I'm not going backwards. I can't go backwards. I can't fail. I'm challenging myself. You know what I'm saying? I want to get in the industry. I know it's going to take a little time, but I'm trying to get in the industry. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm going to get in there. My next step, I'm working on my album right now, and we're currently trying to debate on the title, but I think it's going to be called The Voice of the South, and Bonjour Records, that's who I'm signed with right now. So we're doing big things. Shout out to Bonjour, you know what I'm saying? You're working with me, and I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, we actually have another caller for you, and we're going to bring them on real fast.
Okay.
Hello, Cole, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey.
Okay, you have Miss CeCe on the line.
Hey, Miss CeCe, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, how are you?
I'm all right. You know who you're speaking with, right?
No.
This is Jeff, man, the Jeff Squad.
Jeff Squad.
You know I had to show you some love.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jeff. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
This Jeff, he Rich Money, he's another local artist from Macon County down here too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got all the showing love.
Yeah, I appreciate him. I really do. Thank you, Jeff, for calling.
Ain't no problem. You know I had to.
Yeah. Appreciate it. I think we're running out of time though.
Oh, okay, well, I just wanted to give my shout-out in, and much love and much props to you, and stay keeping God first.
You know, much love back to you, Jeff.
Now, Miss Keisha, you want to give everybody your information, you know, tell them how they can hit your singles and let them know everything that's going on.
Yeah, sure. Follow me on Twitter at it's MISCEECEETHAEGO. I'm also on Reverb Nation, www.reverbnation.com/MISSCEECEETHAEGO. I'm also on Facebook every day, 24/7. You can find me there. If you can't hit me up on the cell phone, you can find me on Facebook. And my name on there is MISSCEECEE. That's Miss with the two I's and the two S's.
Wow. Now, is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Of course. Shout-out to the good man above, to my great creator. Shout-out to Bonjour Records, Mr. Bonjour, doing the same with me. He molded me, created me. Shout-out to the whole 4-6. Shout-out to everybody that supports me. Shout-out to my mom for loving me, for still, you know, even though she doesn't want me to do it, but I thank her for loving me anyway. Shout-out to my daddy. He's one of my biggest supporters. He's one of my biggest fans, too. And shout out to my daughter, rest in peace, Mommy Go Hard, because of you. Yes,
that was my
shout out.
And, you know, I want to thank you. It's definitely an honor having you on, Miss Cece. You know, you're welcome back anytime.
Right,
you know, thank
you.
Send us your exclusive when you got it going on. We're going to keep it going from there.
Yeah, of course.
All right. All right.
I enjoyed the show.
We enjoy having you on.
Thank you.
All right. Miss Cece Donja Divas. All right. Coming up next, we have Soak. He deals with the community. He got a lot of things going on. You know, he talks to the young kids and let them know about, you know, what's going on out here to keep them in that straight form, in that straight-minded form. And we're going to find out exactly everything that what he is doing at the present time. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Girl, I know this might be hard. And I know it might not be the easiest thing you've ever had to hear. I think we both realize things change, and a lot of times you can't go back, and I hate that we ended up here.
Let me start by saying something I think you need to hear. Let me make sure that all these words are very clear. Girl, our record's been broken, and it seems like there's no way that we can put all of these pieces back together again. I know we said that we would try to work it.
Ladies do.
Dons and Divas. Welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Soak. Soak, welcome to the show.
What's up,
brother? What's going on? You there?
Everybody, everything is good. How you doing out there, brother?
Man, I can't call it. Rich,
you can call it. You on the radio right now. You reach me.
I can't call it. I might spoil it.
The radio station is a very powerful tool. And what happens when we get our radio station snatched up away from us, we recreate and do our own thing and make those things real. So what you're doing is a very great job. It's an extension of what we do up here in New York. Of this mentor program. I got my father on the line, Hammurabi Bey.
Islam.
You got him on the line with us?
Okay.
I appreciate that.
We see the need, Rich. We see a need, and we have the uncanny ability to fulfill that need, and it's actually with half of the human species. And because it's healing half of the human species on the masculine side, we're doing the species a favor and bringing the family back together by helping the women to have better choices. I mean, you find that there's many women to a single man. And the deal is that we could just celebrate that and talk about how much women we got as an individual. But if we took a step back and we looked at the picture, we could identify a void or a deficit in our humanity. And that deficit would be that there's no families. So what, you got all these women, but you don't have families. And that's where the deficit is within our community. So this is one of the things that Hammurabi and myself, we put together, and we do the mentoring to build the men's self-esteem. You know, and Hammurabi's a counselor. I'm going to give him a chance to introduce himself and what he does.
Yes, how you doing, my brother?
Okay, yourself?
Nice to be a part of your radio show. I know Abdul is not going to tell you, but I'm also W. Fresh's father.
Oh, okay.
So we're working out up in Mount Vernon with the mentoring and the peacekeepers. One of the brothers from the Nation of Islam, Captain Dennis, created that up in Mount Vernon. We also have the Parents Against Teen Violence that was created because of so much violence in that little small 4-square-mile city. So we're doing a lot of walking around and giving out fruits and vegetables and conversation. And I think we have a week of school on the 10th of this month up at the Mount Vernon High School, Davis Middle School,
Mandela
High School, Longfellow Middle School, and Thornton High School. That's 5 days of maybe 6 or 7, 8 classes a day, talking to the children about male's responsibility for the benefit of women. See, that's what family is. So you don't get no family until you get the man and the woman together, and then you make the child.
Exactly.
So if we don't respect our women, then you can understand why our children is such a bad problem.
Exactly.
They don't have a great upbringing.
I definitely agree with you on that. Now, what actually made y'all want to start this establishment? Because you got some people that feel like, oh, I'm not going to deal with these kids. I'm not going to deal with this. They don't listen. They hard-headed. What made you actually start this establishment to get these kids to listen to y'all and understand exactly what y'all saying?
Well, thank you for cutting you off. Actually, what actually happened is we was a part of a group called a coalition. And in that coalition is a bunch of men and females who were trying to find out what's going on in Mount Vernon so we can straighten it out. What I bring to the table is that my mother had 18 children, and I'm number two. I'm 72 years old. I have 11 children, 11 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. So I have a passion for people. Abdul also has a passion for people. Sometimes his passion runs higher than mine. You know, he's doing for many people for many different reasons. He's always helping somebody out to drive them, pick them up, drop them off, pick up something, carry something. You know, it's just our makeup. In fact, I was just talking to Doug last night. about the same thing. He was trying to figure out, you know, why he does what he do. I said, son, you do what I do. We do the same thing. We're not concerned about money.
Indeed.
We're concerned about people and what can you do for people.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the love that we have, is that we love people. When you love people, when you love yourself. So you got to love yourself first. So I love me, and I know my son. I know my sons love themselves. So in loving yourself, then you give to others. You know, so that's the project that we're going through up in Mount Vernon, and my son does it all over the place, giving out jobs in the restaurant, you know, helping strangers in the street. I mean, he just it's just something that we do that's in our nature. And the sister you had on, when you get a chance to talk to her, there's some words that we use called etymology. And when you study etymology, you also study culture. She said, try. You should never use the word try until after you fail.
Exactly.
So never use the word in the beginning, because then you set you up for failure.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
Don't use that word. I'm going to do, and you do it. If you fail or you don't succeed, then you try again.
Well, you know, Nike used that slogan, just do it, which is a Moorish establishment. She ripped the structure from what we stand on, the foundation, is culturally based. We have a cultural responsibility to fight against the inhumane and disrespected and disregarded and unclean examples of our human family that's been set before us for us to live off. We're not blacks. Mm-hmm. We're not niggas, we're not colored, we're not Jamaicans, we're not Indians, coons, jigaboos, or none of that. Those things are put on us. But we have scientific proof that we are the creators of all the sciences that ever existed on the planet, and we are the bringers of civilization to all the uncivilized. So it's the duty of the civilized to give, and we all come from big families, huge families, so none of us can eat without everybody eating. So that transferred into our grown-up lives, and we're the chefs, we're the cooks, we're the clothers, we're the thinkers, we're somebody you could just lean your shoulders on and then holler at. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you got an issue, you facing the wall, you could call Pop, you could call myself. But this is like a hotline for love, because it's really not here. The uncles are gone. The fathers are gone. The grandfathers are extinct. And we have to do something about it. It's nobody else's job, Rich, to fix humanity.
Absolutely right.
To prepare the humanity. Nobody else's responsibility besides the breathing. When you're on the other side of the grave and there's nothing but daisies and earthworms that you're dealing with, that's not your responsibility anymore. But it's for the living in the now to do what's best and to keep our people in our awareness, keep them awake, keep them in the reality of who they are. We have a Moorish culture. We have a Moorish treaty. We have documents and we have a flag. We have something to live for. And the world knows it. They attach themselves to our greatness. Meanwhile, they feed us the opposite. So we attach ourselves to crime when we are the great scientists. And we attach ourselves to rape when we are we taught love. We attach ourselves to filth when we are actually the babies. You brought bathing to Europe.
Yeah.
Europeans didn't know anything about bathing. There's actually a book called Dirt, D-I-R-T. I challenge everybody to read that book. It is the exact opposite of our hygiene, which we brought to the earth, Imhotep's daughter. Imhotep's daughters brought hygiene to Greece and to Rome. So once you know who you are, man, it actually solidifies your moves. And now you're on purpose, and you don't make mistakes. And what you're doing is focus. Everything you touch is gold. Rich, it doesn't matter. We were calling the to teach 30 classes. We got called back to teach 40 extra classes. This methodology is working. Nobody I know has been doing this for 5 years with the mentoring when we go into the schools. This is our fifth year on return. They're calling us back. We've been the keynote speakers. We go to Brooklyn. We go to Harlem. This effective everywhere we go, Rich.
Now let me ask you. See, I know everything you're saying. Y'all are so deep. Now, I want y'all to let the people know, because you got some people that says, okay, they do certain things, like you said, with the crime and the rape and everything, and they do it because their mind ain't right. They feel like somebody told them to do it. How would you express to people that does things like that to put them on that right track of, you know, mind development? What would you actually say to them?
Well, let me tell you what I would say. Being 72, the son of a mother who had 18 children, a father who has 11 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren, I travel with my son around the country, so I get a chance to go places and see things and deal with people. You got to learn people. No baby comes out as damaged. That damage has to be learned. You learn that in your household. You learned it in slavery. You learned it in abuse. And then you turn around and you act that out. You want love and you didn't get it, you get attention. You shoot somebody. You murder somebody. You mistreat somebody. You're trying to make up for the lost things that were done to you. So in a cultural world, you don't have that. You give culture, and what you do is you give back. A lot of people have not had what we've had. They've had a lot of abuse, crackheads, and people say, look, well, you know, it starts off in the home. I said, well, if that's true, then it started off in slavery then. Go back to slavery when mamas and daddies watched their children hung and get beat and work until your body and bones break apart and they die and bury you. So you can't go to that world without feeling the pain of what was done to you. So when you look at somebody who done something bad, let's don't throw him away. We have to try to fix him. Even though he's bad, he flattened your tires. You don't shoot and kill him. Like this guy in Florida, somebody turned your music up and he shot and killed somebody. That ain't nothing but slavery all over again. They're giving themselves the right to kill people. Anybody who's done something wrong, if we sit and you talk with them, you can find out things about them and they can be changed.
You're excellent. Babe, that's so excellent. You inspire me to say that anytime, Rich, you find out that it, even with homosexuality and dealing with the male part of it, even with talking to the young brothers who are practicing this lifestyle, even with talking with them and building with them, you find out that there's an injury. And what we have to learn to do is speak to the injury and not disrespect or further injure the already injured party. And I've noticed that when you share with one of the younger brothers and you say, listen, man, you and I both know that what happened to you was incorrect and it was a crime, you know, and you have to deal with it from that angle, and you share with them from there, they start looking at you like, oh, man, this dude no more understand my pain. I said, what's the deal? You have to now act as if it's continuous for the rest of your life. No, you can stop it.
Yeah.
It don't have to be real. But there's something inside of you that has to make the decision to say, listen, I've been injured. I fell off the rock. I got tackled by Lawrence Taylor. Somebody punched me in the face. But I'm not going to die. A word of advice to all those who's listening. When your young son is growing up, there's nothing wrong with your son being tackled to the ground or getting one punch in the mouth. Let everybody know that a punch in the mouth to a young child, you're not going to die. You don't have to kill somebody who punched you in the mouth. Because we're so resilient as men, this is a part of some of our trials and tribulations. Let go through them, no problem. Then rebound. And once you rebound, you'll realize that innately, inside of you, is all that's necessary for you to rebound as a man. And once that man is in full armament, from the release of the womb or from the release of the sperm into the egg, and that man is in full armament, there ain't no turning around. You got to kill that man because he will not turn around. He understands his responsibility. He understands his purpose. And when you strengthen somebody that way, Rich, you can save that person that you just talked about. You know, nobody is perfect, and we all got our failures. And I've seen that Pop's major success is when he shares with someone that he too has gone through this situation, which teaches me. He said, listen, I got to use that method because I can't just stop somebody and tell them everything about you is garbage. No, man, I got to include myself in some of those failures. And then he said, yo, I can relate to you. So a small 5-minute communication ends up being a 5-block long, and the brother gets your number. Y'all building. Now you counseling each other. Before you know, you helping them, he helping you. But that's human development. That's human development, bitch, and there's no stopping that once you get started. I had an issue with the school systems, and of course, this is something that us as men, we can only fix. We can't complain about it. We can only fix it. The school is a feminated program. So most of the teachers in school are females. So what that does, it causes an imbalance. It's not wrong, but it's an imbalance. And it's an imbalance to male activities. So things that your young son would do and you would encourage him, he's going to get disciplined and be told and get a write-up for doing in the school. But I noticed something. They had a project, and they've been having this project in the school for 3 years, and it causes me to communicate with them. It's called the My Human Life Cycle. And each child in third grade gets a chance to do a project called My Human Life Cycle. And without failure, every picture has a mother in it, whether it's the sonogram or a visual picture of a pregnant woman. It even has the mother breastfeeding. But without failure, 90% of the projects that are handed in and given an A grade do not have a man in the first photo. Now, if that is a genocide, because if you have a male child, say the woman had a male child, and there's 4 photos, and they show the development, and the last photo is the male child as he grows up, and this is what he's going to look like, his father. Okay, you look like your father, but now how do you go on and start the human life cycle? It doesn't show a picture, and it don't got to be a man and a female in the bed getting it on. Just holding hands in the park, just going to the movies, sharing popcorn. It has to have the human cycle has to include the male or else it's corrupt. It has to include the female or else it's bogus. So, you know, there's things, there's signs out there, Rich, and if we walk by them, then we just defeated a great opportunity. It's not a problem. It's an opportunity wrapped in disguise. And when we fix it, we fix the world.
Well, you know, what you just said, Abdul, leads back to why they created welfare, why they created Section 8. Those are programs for women. So a man gets emasculated because they're going to give the money to the woman because she has a child. And now the guy has to run around and find his way in because there ain't no jobs. See, this is a setup here. And Frances Cress Weldon and also the other sister, they say it. I don't know why nobody's not looking at it.
Dr. George DeGruy.
Yeah. Joy Leary, and then you change the name because you got to say that because they might not know who it is.
Got you, Dr. Joy Leary. We'll change the name to Dr. Joy DeGruy. They speak on the subjects. They hit on them hard.
Let me ask y'all a question, because you got a lot of females out here that deal with these guys that's hitting on them, and they still choose to go back to them. And, you know, which me, I feel like it's more to it than that. What advice can you give these females? Because y'all have my lines lit up like a Christmas tree right now. So I have a lot of people actually listening to y'all, and I'm pretty sure some females out there that deal in this situation. What advice can y'all give to them to make them realize that this person is not actually good enough for them? There's really nothing wrong with them. They just into that mode of this became something that they like to do now.
Actually, there is something wrong. You know, a lot of the women, they're looking for that father image. You can have a man in the house, but he's not a good father image. And when you don't have that, guess what the woman looks for? She looks for that male image. Who's the male image? The thug. My daughter wanted to go get a thug. The thug got killed. So your innate feeling in your body is that man wants woman and woman wants man. So when you haven't had that father image, the inside of you is always looking for that male to do what? To be a knight in shining armor. But you go out and get a rotten apple. And guess what? The rotten apple treats you better than you've been treated. So you take those whippings. I'm also a counselor, so I've been through that, even with some of my own children, that the women choose to go and get the thug guy. Because you watch the thug movies, you shoot the gun sideways. So the TV has a lot of impression on our children, even beyond your stuff. The smoke, you know, weed and all that kind of stuff. You think all that is nice, you know, and then it leads to something else. So the women, I think everybody needs to talk with somebody.
You're breaking up a little.
You can't let the children see that you're taking a beating, because guess what she does? She learns to take a beating, and your sons learn to beat. They're teaching it at home, and it's just passed on.
And it's an extension of the slave patterns. These are the slave codes and the activities of our non-sovereign thinking folk. Our people are not thinking in a sovereign way where they can grow their own vegetables, raise their own animals, teach their own children, and then benefit from the hands-on effect of that. We are scared as hell. So we give the responsibility of educating or miseducating our children to systems that have been set up only in secret. You know, the education system throughout the network of the United States has been set up in secret to get a perfect result of niggers washing toilets. They will not want to raise up somebody who's going to be the next doctor, the next brain surgeon, the next astronaut. You have to be when you graduate, the entire education system is based on an end. The end of that graduation is the beginning of your niggerhood life. And if you don't accept it, then there's a bullet there waiting for you. So it's really about us knowing that we are the gods of this planet, which is a custodial duty. It's nothing to brag about. It's a lot of work, but it's fun when you know who you are. The deal is we have to know who we are beyond the description of our enemy. Name your own child, which is your title. Give your own self a title. Live up to that title. It's a standard. When we come out the womb and we bear the name of Stephen Johnson, well, Stephen Johnson is incriminating himself when he signs Stephen Johnson on paper, because Johnson is John's son, and John is a Welsh name. And if you sign Stephen Johnson, then you are impersonating. So we have we can walk right by our culture, Rich, in 2012, and we won't know ourselves. And to the women that's out there, sisters, do not allow yourself to be beat. If you look back, Nefertiti was never beat. Isis was never beat. In fact, there was Nefertari, who was a king. So we have to know our greatness. Let's not fall for the okey-doke, the lesser quality or the deficit quality that's put on us is not given to us by us. You don't feed your children dog water. You feed your children the clearest, purest water you can feed them. And that way we teach them the clearest truth. You are God in the flesh. Be that way. And sisters, do not allow yourself to be beat. You are to be protected and be provided for by the man. Inside of a real man is a power irresistible to women. Women cannot resist a real man. So men, we're supposed to provide and protect for our families. Even in the ugliness of this system, you still have a way. Like Papa said, you don't say you try until you've tried. So get out there and make the strong effort. Learn about your culture. Be motivated to teach others. It will catch on. Rich, right now, there's nothing but young women out here who want us to adopt their male children. They want to send them away to camps. They want to send them to us. How much would it cost? All of our stuff is free. We only teach for free, Rich, and we give out our knowledge and information and straighten up the backs of our strong warriors to get them on path, because we can't marry every woman. So we got to get the brothers right to marry the women. We're pride, and there's nothing wrong with that.
So, Rich, if you want to set up something and then bring us down there for the callers, I can give you my phone number and people
What I want y'all to do is, because we're running out of time and I have another segment to come on, I want both of y'all to give
the listeners your information.
Okay.
Let them know how they can contact y'all, you know, where y'all going to be at, when y'all do the speaking. Let them know everything.
Okay. My name is, my title is Hammurabi Bey. I used to be called Vernon Miles, but I gave that back to the slave master. My title is Hammurabi Nesbitt Bey. My phone number is 646-739-9938. I'm also the father of Soak and also W. Fresh and nine other children. If you have a situation that you'd like to talk with me about, give me a call at any time of the night or day, and I'll answer anything that I can answer. And what I can't answer, we'll find out together.
Give them your number one more time, because I had a whole bunch of people that just came on. So let them know.
Okay.
And give them your number one more time.
646-739-9938. That's my cell phone, and I keep with me most of the time. Abdul?
Okay.
Got you. Now, Rich, I want to share one last thing, and I'll give all my information out, is that if the listenership, which 85% of listeners believe in God, if you believe in God, then your life should be fearless, because those two things juxtapose each other. So if you have fear, then that simply means that you don't have knowledge of that, the fact that you are God and that you don't exist in that vainglorious life. I want to build with the entire universe. I am a resident of the universe, and I can be reached at call number 914-879-0683. And we teach anywhere we breathe, Rich. There's no building that can hold this information. It's not Hammurabi's, it's not mine, it's not any of the young warriors that we build with. And we have a team that can go to a law office and shut it down. They can go to court and shut it down. These brothers are being trained well, and the sisters just the same way. So anybody out there seeking knowledge of self, seeking true law and legal rights, they can build with us at any time. They can reach out and call us, and especially the sisters. But we are building the men so that the sisters can have somebody to lean their head on. Okay.
Now, Soak, I want to get in touch with you because I really didn't have that much time, so I want to do another segment with you about an hour so we can really, like, get into it. You understand? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to definitely and your father as well. You understand? So we could really, like, you know, so I could just have that whole, that.
The first phone call we had made us brothers. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
The first time we ever spoke, that's we eternal. You on the same path. We're going to keep doing this thing. It's a joy to build with you. It's great to hear your listenership out there. The sister sounded really, really good. I wanted to encourage her. I want to share with her that nothing from nothing leaves nothing, and her baby didn't die. Her baby's with her. Her baby's with her family. Her baby's with her thoughts. If you don't think about somebody, then they're dead.
Okay.
So, I love what you're doing. I'm there anytime you call, Pop and I are on the phone call. Not a problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely get in touch with y'all right after the show, because we're definitely going to do another segment with you. Because I want you to, like, really get into it. Y'all already deep into it. And I have another segment coming up with Jesse Daniels, from the former lead singer Force MD.
Tell me, Jess, what's up? Tell me, love him.
Tell Jess Pop said hello.
All right. I mean, y'all can stay on the line if y'all want to, you know, if y'all want to stay on the line and listen in, and, you know, because, you know, y'all can also do that. Y'all don't have to hang up. Y'all can stay on, and y'all can, you know, continue on.
Yes,
don't talk to Jess. Yes, y'all want to do that.
Thanks,
man. All right?
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Soak and Bey's Dons and Divas. All right, coming up next, we have Jesse Daniels, former lead singer of the Force MDs. And we're going to find out what's going on with him, what he's doing now, and what's his next move. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
Hello, I am the subconscious. Don't be afraid, I am yours, but you are. I am the projector, and you the projection. And I am always supreme.
Say it, Anthony, what could you be?
GQ Palace. Welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Jesse Daniels from the Force MDs. Jesse, welcome to the show.
I want to say to all my fans out there, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight last gleaming through bright stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. It's Jesse D from the Force MDs, and I'm doing my own thing. Hey, how's everybody feeling out there? How's everybody feeling? Hello? How's everybody feeling?
What's going on, Jess? I was into it.
It's like right now I'm doing my own thing. You know what I'm saying? I got the group Breakthrough. Me and Trisco got a little group going on. And everything is looking real good right now. So how's everything going out there? All my friends and my fans out there.
Yo, lines is lit up. Jess, I ain't going to lie to you. I was sitting back just enjoying the tune for a moment. That's why I was kind of stalling. I was like, all right. I want to thank you. It's definitely an honor having you on. You know, I appreciate you coming on and everything. Now, let's get into, you know, let's start off with what you're doing, your solo thing right now. You know.
Well, basically what I'm doing right now is I'm working on some solo songs for my solo career. Because solo to me is like being free. A lot of people that's in groups, a lot of people don't know that it's hard to be in a group because everybody's not going to be on the same page at some times. But the thing about being solo is you could do what you really want to do as far as music and entertainment. So it's really looking good for me right now. I'm getting a lot of positive energy. I'm getting a lot of phone calls. I'm getting a lot of shows coming in. So it's like really looking real good for me right now.
I see. Now, as you being part of the Force MDs, what was the best thing about you being in the group?
The best thing about me being in the group is that we struggled so hard through the trials and tribulations. We started on a ferry boat when some people thought that we wasn't going to never proceed. And I kept persisting, and I kept pushing, kept telling the guys we can do it. And guess what happened? We finally made it, man. Tommy Boy Records was the first record company that discovered us. And I want to give a shout-out to Tommy Boy Records.
Yeah, because y'all was actually the first group to fuse doo-wop influence harmonies with hip-hop.
That's true. Actually, what happened back in those days when we first started out, what happened was Stevie V and Mercury and Dr. Rock, they was doing the fourth and C's, and we were still singing. So when we all got back together, we put music singing with R&B together, and it became R&B hip-hop. And a lot of people didn't know that, but I'm here today to let you know the real deal, the real story. That's why it's called Jesse D, Break Free.
Okay. Well, what I want to do, because you got the phone, I want to take a couple of callers right now and let them, you know, so you can answer some of their questions, and we're going to move on from there. That's cool? You heard me, Stevie D? Jesse? Jesse, can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Hello? Jesse.
Hey, what's up?
Jesse.
I'm right here. I hear you.
Oh, you hear me? You hear me? Oh, all right. We're going to take some calls real fast. Huh?
Who's on the line?
Okay, hold on. We're going to bring a caller in right now. Hello, caller. Are you there? I believe I have Soak on the line right now. Soak, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. How you doing, Soak?
I think we just lost him. Hold on for 1 minute. We're going to bring in another caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, this is MG. How's it going? What's your question for today, my brother? Yes, hello. Yeah, I'm right here. Oh, this is MG. What's going on, Jesse?
Hey, how you doing, MG?
I'm doing fine, man. I just want to thank GQ for having you on tonight. And you know, my brother, you know how it is. I want to give a shout-out to New York, and I'm really excited about your up-and-coming solo act coming in the new year. And just stay positive, my brother, you know, because the fans, they really got to come out and see you because you're going to really put out a lot of energy and put on a great show. It's not going to just be singing. It's going to be a variety show as well. So I wish you all the luck in the world, my brother. And you stay positive, Jesse.
MG, I want to tell you, it's a pleasure to hear that good news, and you always been with me through downs, ups, and downs, and you always stayed with me, MG. And I want you to know, man, you a real friend, and I want to say to you, man, love always and forever.
All right, man. Likewise, you know that, man. One love. Okay, man.
Peace, my brother.
All right, peace to you. God bless.
All right, all right. We have another caller for y'all. We're gonna bring them on. All right.
All right.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, sexy?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, it's like a beautiful experience to be, you know, doing my thing, you know. And we also got the group Break Free with my boy, Trisco.
Okay.
But I'm trying to find Trisco, but I know Trisco's going to be around soon. I got a strong feeling he's going to come around. You know, cause my man Trisco, he been with me through tricky.
Oh, you got Trisco. He was also a member of the Force MD.
You know what? Actually, wait a minute. Hold on. Oh my God, I think I see Trisco. Oh my God, this can't be true. Trisco just walked up. Oh, what's up, Tris?
What up, Jet Fox? Yes.
Oh, hold on. We have Trisco in the building.
Ooh, you look so good. I wanna know your name. What's your name, baby? I love you if I could. Cause you're the girl. Looking for.
Real harmony back in the day, y'all. You know I got to say hello to the world. You know, welcome to the Trisco Show. Y'all can get in touch with me at thetriscoshow@gmail.com.net, that whatever you want to do. You can find me also I'm on iTunes right now. I have a single out called My Life. You can get that on iTunes. If you go on YouTube, you can listen to Nightcrawlers and things like that, so we keep you updated on what the Trisco Show is all about. Matter of fact, me and Jess, we got the Waldorf Astoria out here, the hotel in Manhattan we're doing for the New Year's with Barack Obama and all those coming out. We got like a 3-day event that me and Jess is doing, so just look out for it because it's coming, and it is what it is. I ain't went nowhere. That's right.
I got some business,
member. This is a special moment. You know why this is a special moment? Because right now, I got the original member of the Force MPs, Trisco. He made it with us, and he started out with us, and he's still with me to this day. So,
Wow. We had a call on the line. Is the caller still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, sure. We wait for the call.
Okay, you have a question?
No, I just wanted to commend him on his voice. I mean, when he first came out, I was like, what? And then when he got into it, I mean, you really rocking it out. So keep up the good work. I enjoy your singing.
Okay.
And I will be a big fan of yours.
Well, I want to say to you that that's a pleasure to hear that. And the Force MDs, as far as the Force MDs is concerned, we're just actually doing our own thing right now with this song.
I don't want everybody to think, I really don't want everybody to think that we don't like each other, because we still got love for each other. We're just doing our own thing. That's all. We're going to come back,
you
like 2013. But right now, me and Trisco, we're going to do 1 year Grace Freestyle. Mm,
all right. Okay. All right. We have another call on the line for y'all, and we're going to bring them in real fast. All right. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah.
To provide the people with entertainment.
So
Be the God. Be the God. You know, that's what you
got
to do.
And I got a tour coming up. I got a big tour coming up with Rock.
Okay.
You
know, okay.
So y'all be ready for that.
You keeping that discreet? Are you going to...
I got a big tour coming up and with Rock out March coming up. The Trisco
Show.
And the Trisco Show. Come to the show, so this way you can see us in action.
All right. So y'all gonna keep that discreet for a while. Y'all gonna let the listeners know at the end of the show where it's going.
Before we get to the next caller, what we're gonna do is we're gonna take you back to the old school, how we used to do it. Me and Trisco, the original members of the Force MDs. What we're gonna do right now is we're gonna take it back to the old classic Force MD sound. Are you ready? Here we go.
Let me love you.
The way that I am. Kiss. Kiss. Ooh. Body like the way.
Kiss.
Kiss. I'm not the heart moves. Kiss. 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 All the tears that come out of my
tears, tears,
I'll never talk.
Take it away,
Trish. Every night, when I lay my head down to sleep, I hope it will be the last time I read. Oh, I heard it said that a man is not supposed to die. He ain't supposed to die. God is blind.
Oh, yes, it is.
You will see it's the reason why. Another heart knows my fate.
Force MD,
y'all. No doubt. No doubt. We got another caller for y'all. We're going to bring them on right now. Because I believe Soak is still on the line. We have another caller for you. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, okay. Good evening.
All right.
Good evening.
Let's go caller right there.
Hello, can you all hear me?
Oh, we can hear you loud.
Okay. I had one question. I have a few things now to say. I was a Force MD fan. I was much younger, but I remember hearing the music and singing along with it. And I want to say, what a great performance tonight, guys. Wow. I'm just listening and dancing and... I've been a fan since I could remember. I want to say God bless you guys. You have done wonderful work in the past. You do wonderful work now, and I know that you will not hesitate to do wonderful work in the future. I have one question for Jesse. How long have you been working on the solo project?
Well, actually, I've been working on my solo project for approximately 6 months. But a lot of those songs that you hear that I'm putting on Facebook, those are really not my actual songs, because the songs that I'm about to put out, they're not out yet. What I'm doing is I'm just letting the people see that I'm still out here performing.
Right.
But I'm thinking about putting out my love song, because a lot of people really hit me up on YouTube about it. I might release that song.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'll give you an example. The song that goes like this. Let me give you an example.
Never found sense you would leave. Never found sense you would go. Leave me so alone.
Michael!
Oh, he said I sound like Michael Jackson. Just because
I
sound like Michael Jackson. Said I sound like Michael Jackson.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. Jesse, Trisco, you guys have beautiful voices.
He be sounding like Michael Jackson, right?
It sounds wonderful.
He's the Black Bruce Lee.
Well, I'm definitely a fan.
We are out here, you know, spreading love to all the people, you know what I mean? So right now, I just ran into a fan. I'm going to let him give a shout-out to all the fans out there. Six figures, you already know what to do. BK all day, you already know.
BK, you heard what he said.
No doubt, but you know what I want to do? I want to get into one of y'all classics real fast. All right?
Are you ready for another classic? Do y'all want to hear another classic, yes or no?
I'm going to play another classic. I'm going to play a classic on the air right now, Love is the House. Yeah, I'm going to play Love is the House.
Let's do it. Let's do it, Facebook family.
All right, no doubt. All right, Dons and Divas. This is their classic from the 4MDs, Love is the House, here on GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby. Yes, I thought I heard somebody in the background trying to sing y'all song.
Oh, wow, man, that sounded beautiful.
We have another caller for y'all. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Okay.
Oh.
Cables come up, you're positive, and you're negative, but now...
I don't know what they talking about, but anyway, fellas. Jesse, Trisco, you there?
Yeah, we right here, man. We chilling.
All right. What's the next step going on for y'all after y'all deal with the groups and, you know, y'all do y'all solo project and unfortunately you're going to endeavor to do something? What's the next step?
Oh, the next step is
Welcome to the Trisco Show.
We're going to have the reality show, the Trisco Show. Following everybody, I have new acts that's coming up under the umbrella, and we're trying to do, like, on VH1, we're trying to do the reality show. Me and Jesse, Trisco Show, we see us when we get on the ferry, when we go to the studio and record, when we argue with our wives, when we do whatever we do.
One thing about the foursome. Let me tell all my fans and all my friends something. One thing about the foursome, Dave, is that we was a powerful group. You know, my group that we made was a very, very, very positive image of our group.
Just who are we?
That's right.
You
so
to that.
I want to give a shout out to Stevie D. I want to give a shout out to Khalil. I want to give a shout out to Kevin Gray. I want to give a shout out to all the people that made this possible. Because I want you to know that me and Trisco, we always will have love for you. But right now, we're just doing our solo thing. We're doing our little thing right now. But one day, I got a strong feeling that we're going to be talking about it. In 2014, we're going to make a reunion tour.
Okay.
We want to do a tour with New Edition, and we want to do a tour with all the real people that had our back through all the years. Because the foursome D's, we went through a lot of stuff, but a lot of people did not recognize that we were the first group that combined hip-hop with R&B. So we're
exactly
trying to get the word out there that a lot of people didn't know that. And you got to understand that this was in 1984. So we're in 2012. And it makes me so excited because I still see people doing that. R&B mixed with hip hop.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And what's good about it, y'all actually started that trend. So I know it's a good thing to see people, you know, following y'all steps in it, you know, and y'all still leading the path and still doing what y'all do.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh. I said that's a good thing because y'all actually started that. And I know it's good to see people following in y'all trend and doing what y'all do, and that's what makes y'all legends and always going to be known.
Excuse me? I didn't catch that. Repeat that, my brother.
You can hear me?
Repeat that, what you just said.
I said that's a good thing, you know, for the simple fact that y'all started that. You understand? And the people is following y'all on that trend, and that's what makes it a good thing. You understand? And y'all always be known for that, as well as y'all voices and being the first group to ever combine doo-wop with hip-hop. You understand?
No. It's not doo-wop with hip-hop. It's R&B with hip-hop.
I followed y'all every step of the way. And that's why I say it's definitely an honor to actually have y'all on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what we're going to do, we're going to hit y'all one more time. Acapella, no music, no studio equipment. We're just going to give you just a little piece of how we sing right now. So if you can hear
it. That's why I want y'all to hit them one more time. Then I just want y'all to give everybody y'all information and everything.
Okay. Are y'all ready?
All right.
Are you ready?
Bet.
Here we go. We're going to do it a cappella. One time. Here we go.
Deep in my heart, deep in my heart, I believe that you got the key. Take me where I want to be. Open up and let me into your heart. Baby, look in you. See. Nothing's happening. You got the key, yeah.
All right. That's how we doing it, man. But what right there,
no.
Foursome D, as far as Foursome
no.
D, Jesse, and Trisco, right now what we're doing is we want to branch out. We're branching out and doing our own staff. Trisco got his own original songs. I got my own original songs. So the songs that you see me singing on Facebook, those are not my real songs because those songs are just to let the people know that I'm still around. But I still want to let you know, I Love You is the song that I'm getting most requests for. So I might record that song over again. The songs that you see me singing on Facebook,
maybe he can do the remix.
Oh, yeah, he can do the remix. So are we ready to play that new song, or let me know when you're ready to play my new song.
Did we get your new song? We didn't get your new song.
I gave him my new song. I Love You.
I Love You?
Yeah, I Love You. If you don't have it, there's no problem because we're going to keep it moving.
Well, you don't have it. We need to get it,
man. The reason that we named ourselves the Fourth and These is because we are the Fourth. No matter what nobody do, stop the song, stop this, we still keep the show moving.
The record skip.
The record skip, we still keep going. Let me let you
know. Now let the people know how y'all came up with the name, because MD stands for
musical diversity,
exactly. How did y'all come up with that?
The reason that we said music diversity is because the Force MD, we were known to do other big famous acts that were out there. Cisco, what I want you to do right now is hit them with a little bit of James Brown.
This is a man's world. This is a man's world. That it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
And I was the one who was known for Michael Jackson, the King of Pop. I'm going to give you a little small sample. Here we go. Y'all ready? Here we go.
Another day has come. And I'm so all alone. How could this be that you're not here with me? Just seeing you tonight. It's all I heard you cry.
One thing about me, I always started out, before we made records, I used to do Michael Jackson, and Trisco always did James Brown. And we always stood with our idols, because Trisco is James Brown idol, and Michael Jackson is my idol. So when you come to our show, you're going to see a real, real show. Real singing, no all background and all that. We got to show y'all people, no, not y'all people, our fans, the real deal. Trisco is here with me.
Yeah.
I got Trisco. We got the new group, Break Free. We got the show December 8th tomorrow at the Life Center. Give them the rest of his
business. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 59 Wright Street. Everybody be here. Come through. It's free. Free pool, free everything. You know what I'm saying? It's my 50th birthday party. So, you know, we're going hard on it. Whoever wants to come out, join us. We have some fun.
That's right. We're going to do this for our fans. We ain't even going to charge you. We're going to let you come for free. Because me and Trisco, we've been through so much. And we've been, you know what? I'm going to tell you the real deal. Me and Trisco, we've been through trials and tribulations. But I want the world to know that me and Trisco, we always find all means necessary. We always kept it real with our music. That's what's up.
That's a good thing. And that's a good thing about it, you know what I mean? As long as you got a strong foundation, it's always going to be there. long as you got that strong foundation, it's always going to be there. But, fellas, this is what I want y'all to do for me.
Yeah, what's up, brother?
I want y'all to hit them one more time.
We can
hit solo gig
tonight. I'm in such a good mood tonight because all my Facebook friends and my real friends that stood by me through the bad times and good times, I want you to know that I love you. Trisco loves you too. And we want you to know that when we come to a theater near you,
that's right.
Be at the show so you can see the real, real, real talent.
So, and it's definitely going to happen. So what I want y'all to do, I want y'all to give them y'all information, let them know all the performances y'all got going on, let them know about y'all group again, let them know about the Trisco group, let them know about everything. One more time.
Don't worry about it. I got all that covered. I'm going to get your email address. Well, y'all know mine, thetriscoshow@gmail.com. You can Yahoo it, however you want to do it. You can go on iTunes and get some of the stuff. And YouTube, you get the rest of it. You know, you get all the stuff that I'm doing. Right now, like I said, we're doing trying to do the VH1 thing with the reality show for me and Jesse. You know, under the Trisco Show. It's on, brother. We got kids, 13-year-old. He's amazing. He does tracks for me out there in Wilkes-Barre in Pennsylvania. And then we got the foundation out here for Manish Harbor. Mo the Showstopper, Murphy's little brother. We call him Maurice the Showstopper. You know, he deals a lot with, you know, Capadonna and Wu-Tang and all like that. So, you know, my crew is deep. And we keeping it real like that. You know what I'm saying? We the R&B and the hip-hop is always going to be live. You heard? That's what I'm talking about.
And, you know,
I want all my fans to know that the Foursome D's was the first group to combine R&B classical music. I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. Here we go. No more talk. It's time for action. Let's do this. Check it out. Here we go. I'm taking off my coat right now as we're recording this because I really want to put my feeling into what I'm trying to say to you. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Here I lay all alone. Oh, yeah. Tossing, turning, longing for some of your.
I got you now.
Tender love. I'm waiting for the right moment to come. So I can thank you for all the tender love you gave to me.
Y'all sing.
Tender love.
Tender love.
Love you. Baby, I surrender. Candle there, light the dark. Now I see how lovely the feelings are. Tender love you've given to me.
Everybody say,
tender love, tender love. Turn for you. Baby, I surrender.
Now, before we get to the interview, I want to do that now. If I want to let my boy Trisco shine, okay, what I'm about to do right now, a lot of people don't know that the Foursome D's, we was known for doing a lot of famous acts that was already out there. But what Trisco, what I want you to do for all your fans and all your people out there, I want you to do some Rick James for the people.
Once I was a young man, didn't know how to be a man until I met this girl. Her name was Darisane. She was fine, sweet as wine. Always wanted to rise. She took me under her wing and she showed me how to get that money. Listen, stage is set when we met. She was in trouble. She had to get away fast, so I put up sidewalk, but no, girl, just a daily. We've got to
That's right. That's Trisco, the original member of the Four from D. All
right.
So if we can take some more callers, it's up to you. We can take some more callers.
Well, Jesse, I was told to inform you. My switchboard operator just told me to inform you that Iris called, that she wanted to show you love and support.
Okay.
That she had called in. See, but what happened is we're running out of time.
All right.
But what I really want to thank y'all was definitely an honor having y'all on. Because that's why I'm like, you know, give them everything, how they get in touch with you, how they can hear these tracks, how they can hear your new joints, how they know about your artists, your groups, and all that.
Okay, basically what I want to do is, before we get off the air tonight, I want them to play the new song, I Love You. Jesse, for me.
Yeah, we don't have the new song.
You have it?
We don't have it right now? We didn't get it.
Okay.
No, but, it's not up there.
Right. But to make a long story short, we want to...
Why don't you do it like this? Why don't you give them an a cappella preview of your new song?
Okay, we'll do it right now. I'm going to do an a cappella because you know me. Jesse D never lets the show stop because I got the beatbox and I'm rocking to the beat and I cannot stop. Here we go. We're going to do an a cappella. Here we go. Excuse me.
You stop.
Here we go. Y'all ready? I don't hear nobody. Here we go.
Yes, go ahead. I got some on the line. It's all yours.
Here we go. This is for all my fans out there.
I never thought that you would leave. Never thought that you would go. Leave me so alone. Love is destiny. Though I could this be? Should hurting me so. You told me you'd be coming back. We'll come back together. So why aren't we here? Girl, I'm thinking about you every day.
Every day.
Each and every way.
Always.
Girl, you're breaking my heart. I love you.
I love you.
I need you.
I need you.
And I want you back in. I love you. I need you. Girl, I want you back in my life.
Awesome D's in the building.
All right.
Yes, sir. Do that.
I'm your biggest fan. I am the biggest fan of Sicily.
Yeah, it's good when you first start, but then they start flashing.
Tonight, this is such a special moment because me and Trisco of the 470s, we always wanted the chance to break free. So this is our chance right now to show all of our talents. And the 470s were known for not just singing. We were known for acting, and we were known for producing, and we were known for putting music together. So I'm working on my new CD right now. I'm producing my own music, and I'm producing my own lyrics. And Trisco is doing the same. Trisco has a brand new CD that's about to be released.
Okay, let us know when it's going to be released and everything.
You already know. All you got to do is put the Trisco show up on any computer, boom, you're going to find the stuff. And that's what we're doing. The VH1, I'm really hoping that I'm going to get the deal for that, for the reality show. So when we're doing this kind of live stuff that we're doing right now, as a matter of fact, you don't even know where we're at. We're at the Staten Island Ferry. We used to sing on the ferry. And
that's right.
And put that hat down and get the money and all that crazy stuff. Me and Jesse is standing right outside of the Staten Island Ferry. People getting off the boat.
Yeah.
because that's what I'm just trying to tell y'all. We're not in our house. We're not, you know, keeping it real. You know what I mean? It's straight from the time, baby. It's real.
So this is
no
like a special moment for us because our 4SMDs, this is where we started out at the Staten Island Ferry before we made records with Love Styles, Tender Love, Forgive Me Girl, I Want to Know Your Name. You know what, just we were a little bit of a little bit
We did have
a little bit of your name. We having such a good time, and we want all our fans, our friends, and all the people out there to know that we're still out here doing our thing, man. Oh, they see it out here. Listen, y'all, look, look, look.
Pulling me close to you. Baby, I know what I want. Candles, daylight, the dark.
Oh, they out here singing with us, y'all.
Candle love.
Oh, no, that's not the right.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, we out here just jamming. This is like a special moment. But let me tell you people something before we leave tonight, before we get off the air tonight. Everybody knows that I know that.
He blew that.
Yo.
He blew that. Would you stop putting your hands
on? Are you able to say that? Because I'm getting down right now. Listen to me. I want the world to know that Jesse Daniels of the 4SMD, out of all famous people that was out there, and I know, I'm quite sure that everybody knows that Michael Jackson is my biggest idol because Michael Jackson is the one that kept me moving and kept me moving forward. And Michael Jackson passed away. And a lot of times when I keep doing my thing, but Michael always comes around and tells me, don't forget about me, Jesse. Don't forget about me, Jesse. And let the world know, because I'm not here right now. You got to represent for me. That's what I'm saying. I got to represent for my boy Mike. Besides, I'm doing my solo music. Besides, I'm doing my solo music and 4SMDs, Michael Jackson is my number one artist because Michael Jackson means so much to me because I remember back in the days when we used to go to the concerts and I jumped on the stage with Michael Jackson and I was doing my little Michael Jackson thing and he looked at me and said, man, you're good. I really like you, man. I think you're going to do it. So what? I never forgot that day, but when Michael Jackson passed away, it hurted me. You know, it really hurted me really bad, but I know that Michael Jackson always told me, he always told me to keep it moving. And I want all my fans and my friends to know that all of you that stood by me through good times and bad, that I always will have love for you. Jesse D.
Jesse, I want to tell you it's an honor having you on, and I really do appreciate it, man. You and Trisco, I really do appreciate it, yo.
I really enjoy myself, you know, talking to the people and spreading love to all my fans. And don't forget, the show is tomorrow on Staten Island, 59 Wright Street. If you can make it, come on down. And I should be going on my solo tour coming up with Rock Out. So y'all be on red from Rock Out because they was the first people that actually gave me the opportunity to go on tour. So I want all my fans to know this, is that I don't want to be, like, labeled as an old school artist because I've been through music all my life, and I want the world to know that when you see me live in concert, you're going to see a real show. And I want to let all my fans and my friends and all, matter of fact, I want to give a big shout out to Cool DJ Red Alert. This man been playing our record. Cool DJ Red Alert. He has been playing music for 25 years. 25 years he's been playing our music. You know what I mean? And that's like a blessing. And I want all my fans, I want Trisco fans, I want all the 4SMDs to know I still love you. No hard feelings. You know, we'll get back together one day and we'll do the reunion tour. But right now, we're just doing our little solo thing, just like everybody else. New Edition did it. A lot of groups did it. So don't look
funny when you see us doing it. We are doing our solo thing right now, but we will be back together as a reunion tour with the Foursome D's in the near future. Love all. All right.
No doubt. Thanks a lot, Trisco and Jesse D from the Foursome D.
So much love, much respect. Baby. You already know.
All right. All right, y'all. That's it for tonight's show. Once again, I got to thank Jesse Daniels, a.k.a. Jesse D, and Trisco for joining us this evening. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank Soap, Mr. Bates, Dougie Fresh Father. I want to thank Miss C. Don't forget, check Miss CC. Don't forget, check her joints out. She's doing big things. And I want to thank Quilla for the GQ General Question. Don't forget, GQ Palace has 6 episodes a week. On Sunday, we have Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9 with Lavina Polite and Minister Teresa Sanders. On Monday, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Steph Dallas from 7 to 9. After Steph Dallas, we have Relation, Lies, and Deceits from 9 to 10 with Dr. Feelgood. On Tuesdays, we have GQ Palace GPS, GQ Palace Sports with the mayor from 8 to 10, showing y'all the bigger picture. And on Wednesdays, we have from 8 to 10, the Diva Squad, Rachel H. Smith, T.C. Holland, and Jennifer Nelson, playing the hottest slow jams in R&B and discussing their grown and sexy topics. I'm your host, Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend. We out. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.